Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a jam-packed Friday transmission for you on this 20th day of February 2009. We have Representative Joel Bonnick, who wrote and introduced the legislation in Montana. They also have similar legislation in Wyoming, Mississippi, Louisiana. Well, Mississippi passed it, saying they're not going to basically follow federal gun laws in their state. He also has a state sovereignty resolution going. Then we have Bob Chapman joining us for a 30-minute report at high noon Central Standard Time to give us his weekly update as we track the crumbling world economy that's being imploded by design by the global crime syndicate. Then we have Craig and Sean, who are TV producers from Australia. I was talking to him about the gun confiscation, how they killed the real Crocodile Dundee when he wouldn't turn in his guns, how they're openly saying they're going to ban the internet. You'll only go to 2,000 websites, basically. Well, they live there. They're living it. So it's already happening. We'll also talk to Anthony Hill, who made 7-7 Ripple Effect and was imprisoned for mailing it to a judge and some jurors, saying, here's some evidence you should see. And they're charging him with that. He's supposedly going to get out of jail right around 12 o'clock today. It's Greenwich Mean Time. And then he's scheduled around 1. I missed that. What were you saying? Because you only popped in my ear for just a second. Absolutely, yeah, he is getting out today for his evil crime of information. Of course, you're charged as a terrorist and given 10 years in prison and a £100,000 fine. You can look it up if you take a photo of a cop even beating somebody. That's an act of terrorism because they're the terrorist, and they don't want the terrorism to be seen. I mean, if you hadn't found out that government's gone completely bad, you're hiding under a rock somewhere. But we have more guests. Representative Leo Berman, who's a senior member of the House of Texas Representatives, has introduced an extremely powerful state rights declaration in Texas, because the listeners of this radio show and others in the last 2 weeks hammered him and pointed out what was happening, so he got involved. He will be joining us. So a lot of people are going, so what? The states aren't going to do nothing. There's nothing we can do. And you shut up, Jones. You never give us any solutions. We don't have a chance. We just sit here in the ditch and die. Well, justice be done. May the heavens fall. I am pushing as hard as I can. The listeners are, you know, the guests we've had on over the years pushing this. By the way, we have bunch of important guests on state sovereignty and getting the U.S. out of the U.N. and severing all these criminal treaties next week. But that's who we've got on the show today. Representative Joel Bonnick, Bob Chapman, Craig and Sean from Australia, Anthony Hill, the thought criminal from Ireland, Representative Leo Berman from Texas, and there might even be some surprises, I'll just say that. As we fight tyranny. Okay, let me tell you about the news we have coming up after the break. Get ready for this. Benjamin Netanyahu to be Israel's next prime minister. And it turns out one of the first cousins involved with some of the supposed hijackers is a top Mossad officer. Agent, spy. I mean, who involved with 9-11 is it? The spokesman for Al-Qaeda is the grandson of the head of the ADL. I mean, come on. Please don't insult my intelligence. And, I got a bunch of news. Just wait till we get back. I don't even want to get into this before the break. Just stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everything is accelerating. To say that criminal government is rampaging, looting every sector of the world economy, erecting police state measures never before seen by any other nation. The United States and England and Europe are now making communist China and its surveillance look tame. I mean, I'm speechless that it's all materializing. Worse than we had predicted it would. We're going to go over a growing list of officials and experts warn of depression, including violence. That's exactly what they want. U.S. claims 52,000 people in the U.S. hid money in Swiss bank accounts with UBS alone. They're looting the nouveau riche. AP interview, Transportation Secretary says taxing how much we drive may replace gas tax. Now, I would read this 12 years ago in transportation publications for people in that industry. That's where we get a lot of our news and information, you know, a decade before it's mainstream news. It's in the trade publications, and listeners mail me trade publications and highlight and put notes in it, and it's very helpful. And I'd go on air and talk about it, and I've been laughed at on this subject specifically on national radio repeatedly. I've had hosts laugh at me while I'm on air with them. Oh, the government's going to tax me by the mile and track me. Ha, 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 ha. you're a conspiracy theorist. And I said, look, it's in this trade publication. The federal government is having major studies and says that they plan by 2010, this was a decade ago, that by 2010, all Americans will have a satellite tracker box in their car by law and will be taxed. And they just laugh at me like every other subject. I remember 12, 13 years ago going, the Army plans to forcibly implant the American people with chips. And people would laugh at me. I mean, it's official Army War College doctrine. They put it back out in 2000. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's all public. This is sick. You know where they got the idea for the Matrix? They got that from Pentagon plans. Look, I know it sounds insane. I know putting satellite tracker boxes in your car and taxing you sounds insane. But that they say that humans will be put into tanks in hive mind, and that for our safety, there'll be no more murder or crime. We will live in tanks from birth. This is it. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is what they are saying. This whole social welfare net, this whole grid, everything they're putting into place is about domesticating us. Now, I don't know if these lunatics will ever get to that point, but if you look at pure military domination, how do you dominate a population? You either wipe them all out or you imprison them. And they say that we are going to merge, and they've set up these federal futurist centers with NASA and the rest of them, that humans are going to merge with computers, and that if we don't accept it, that they're not going to allow people to be like Amish and say no, that you're just going to be killed. But I'm already digressing. You know, if the cowards out there can't deal with that information, that's fine. You know, if cowards can't deal with the fact that for more than a decade they've had spider goats that produce body armor, and, you know, the news wants to make fun of me and laugh at me about that, fine. It's true. It's public. I've interviewed the CEO of the company. It's even been in the news. But look at this. AP interview. Transportation Secretary says taxing how much we drive may replace gasoline tax. Kurt Nemo wrote a story on Monday linking to the federal government at the very symposium where they gave the speech. And he reported on it. And here it is in the AP 5 days later. Why are they now announcing it after secretly developing it and denying it for years? You know, that's another reason we get called conspiracy theorists. In government documents, they'll announce they're setting up a world government and that a huge bank of the world will regulate us and we'll pay our carbon taxes to it. But then when we talk about it, they'll write a New York Times article saying Alex Jones is insane and believes in an imaginary group called the Bohemian Grove and the Bilderberg Group. That's because they think you're so stupid that you won't find out about this. I mean, I still have talk show hosts locally making fun of me saying I believe in imaginary Skull and Bones. It doesn't matter if Skull and Bones is public. It doesn't matter if Geronimo's great-great-grandson is suing them to return his skull that Prescott Bush went and grave-robbed to get. Because that does sound crazy. The president's grandfather, the senator, grave-robbing. But it's true. That's what they do. It's a ghoulish society, a vampire society. Are they really vampires? No, they're lunatics. They're lunatics. I'm not the lunatic. I'm not the one writing army documents saying they're going to stick us in tanks. I'm not the one grave robbing. I'm just reporting on it. I'm not the one splicing spiders and goats and monkeys with jellyfish. They are. I'm the same person. You are the same people who don't like this. Now, I see one of these reports about every 3 weeks, and they'll say Tulsa Airport or Boston Airport. I see these reports every 3 weeks or so announcing, and this is done through psychological warfare. I've read the British manuals on psych warfare with their colonies post-World War II, and they said what we do is we take down our flag, we put puppets in, you know, just basic handbooks for their foreign service people, and this is, you know, declassified, very important stuff. It's all still the same tricks. And what we'll do is when we're putting in a program that's unpopular, we'll only announce it at one location, even though it's going in everywhere or at most locations. And then psychologically, through their studies, they say it shows that people minimize the effect even when they see it unfold everywhere. And that's what this article is, you know, separate from how horrible it is. Just recognizing the propaganda is important. Tulsa passengers try out TSA's full-body scanners. This is USA Today, the main propaganda, I mean, the worst propaganda paper out there. They announce things in this. You know, oh, the Supreme Court follows UN edicts now. You know, USA Today. Oh, Americans more and more are getting chips for security. USA Today, you know. The Patriot Act's being used in non-terror-related cases for your safety. USA Today. When you order a pizza, they run a background check on you with the feds and local government. USA Today. But it's good. Notice how that headline is, oh, you try it out like you take a car for a test drive, or you try out the new mocha latte at Starbucks. You know, oh, they try it out, implying that they're not being forced to. And let me just tell you something. These are already in over 100 airports I know of. They announced last year they're going to put them in 214 airports. It was in four airports a month after 9/11. It was in more than 40 or 50 a few years ago. You know, I see these numbers, and now it's over 100. And they're going to put them in all 211 major airports. But every time they announce it, it's, oh, Tulsa got one, or Denver got one, or LAX has got some. That was a month ago they announced LAX. Here's a glimpse at the future of aviation security. Airline passenger Natalie Miller steps into a glass booth at a checkpoint. She raises her arms. Within moments, a screener asks her what is in her back pocket. And see, the article, you know, shows that they were bad. They had something, too. And it shows them, they put you in the machine, and it does a 360 scan of your body, and now they have your biometric fingerprint for the satellites that are tracking your biometrics. Now, with the 360, they can get such a detailed algorithm that they know your biometric signature from look down, shoot down, from above down into the well. Oh, and it says body scanners replace metal detectors. And it says, yeah, we're just going to, everybody's going to do this, and you're going to walk through these, and then they're going to be in shopping malls, and they're going to be everywhere, and your genitals, your pores, it takes a better image than the eye does. Because when you look at somebody across the room, you see just their skin. This even sees the pores. And they walk your little kids through it, and it's so much fun. Listen, scum. Listen, filth. We are tired of you criminals. We know your bosses staged the terror attacks to bring in this control grid. And I try to fly places to make films. I try to fly places to do this. But I am not going to go into the body scanners. And they know most of you won't. So they're phasing them in where they direct you. These little government monkeys, they direct you on their little power trips over into it. And then if you say no, they jump on you. They need to be sued. They're vicious little criminals. Weak-minded trash. And I don't want to hear, oh, don't be mean to our security people. The government is run by Madoff scammers. It's gone bad. All of us are completely screwed unless we start admitting the situation we're in. Okay? It's tyranny. Period! Now, England's 5 years ahead of us, okay? Same thing. They started DNA going, oh, people that have misdemeanors, we're going to take your DNA so we have a database to make sure you're safe and that you don't get falsely convicted. And they've been caught all over the world, police, planting DNA on people. I mean, come on. This is to frame everyone. And they need to get your DNA sample. They've already got your DNA at birth, 35, 36 or younger. In an international program, they just need to get everybody in the mindset of having a DNA test so that they can go and use the sample or use the older sample to set you up, okay? That's all this is. So I've got that news. Here's another one. Surveillance cams help fight crime in the city. Mayor Daley says, quote, there will be a camera on every street corner. You know, they disarm the people, they let the gangs run wild, the police sell the narcotics to the gangs, And then they turn the whole place into a prison.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden. This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just confirmed the U.S. Army is going to do gun confiscation drills for the United States. Mainstream news in Iowa. I just confirmed this during the break. Watch the news clip and have the mainstream article. Open gun confiscating drills, practicing with local police to raid gun dealers, take the gun list, and confiscate guns from homes. I mean, I almost just can't even come on air and talk about this. That almost lessens how serious it is. This is full war against the Republic. NORTHCOM openly to use 20,000 troops for gun confiscation in the United States in the Army Times. I mean, it is just off the charts what is happening. Representative Joel Bonnick, Montana, was going to be on in about 5 minutes. He called in a little bit early, so we're going to go ahead and go to him now. Montana, Louisiana, Mississippi, Wyoming, a bunch of other states are moving to pass laws that are defending the Second Amendment, declaring state sovereignty. Representative, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Did you just hear the latest news? It's out of the Daily Times Herald about the Army training to confiscate guns in the U.S.?
I have not, but we're alarmed about that kind of thing in Montana. We would like to do something about that.
Okay, tell us about the particular bills you've introduced dealing with sovereignty.
Well, this is House Bill 246 in Montana, and it has passed second reading, which means that it has one more hurdle to go through before it goes to the Senate for its concurrence. And essentially what it would do is to exempt a firearms manufacturer in Montana from federal regulations, because what we are doing is asserting our rights under the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, and the 2nd Amendment of the U.S. Constitution to not be regulated by the federal government when it does not involve interstate commerce.
Absolutely fabulous, sir. We've seen other states pass laws saying gun confiscation will be resisted by the state because the new attorney general has said in federal court he believes that citizens have no right to own any firearms, even in their home. He argued in the D.C. case last year, but failed.
Let me put this in perspective here. What the Congress has done under what they call the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is in the U.S. Constitution, Congress has the power to regulate commerce in between states so that one state can't put such high taxes on the goods coming into their state from another state and going to a third state that it makes commerce not workable. But they have used that clause so that anything that even is even remotely connected with interstate commerce is regulated by Congress. And so what we're saying is that we're going to make guns in Montana that do not travel in interstate commerce, and so therefore you have no right to regulate them.
Absolutely. A lot of other states, including Texas and Minnesota, in the last 24 hours have introduced resolutions declaring just overall state sovereignty through the federal 10th Amendment. New Hampshire has one saying no to gun confiscation, no to martial law. Is there any similar legislation slated? I mean, I know this is a 10th Amendment declaration as well, Bill. House Bill 246, is there any broader bills being introduced?
Yes, there are. Representative Michael Moore, M-O-R-E, is introducing a bill, and also Senator or Representative Wagner is introducing a bill for hard money. And these are all declarations of Montana sovereignty and calling the federal government to back to its proper sphere of influence.
Well, the federal government, sir, has, you're probably aware, been hijacked by foreign and offshore banks publicly. Newsweek, Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal are announcing a new bank of the world that will, quote, rule the United States and, quote, knock our heads. These are quotes. And that we will pay carbon taxes to them. So we don't even have a federal government anymore. I mean, the Congress was threatened with martial law, according to Senator Inhofe and other congressmen we interviewed, when they wouldn't pass the banker takeover bill. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that particular piece.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm pointing this out is you're influential, and you sound like a patriot. We're trying to let you know what we're aware of. I mean, it is past midnight here when it comes to tyranny.
Yes, I understand the bigger picture, and the procedure here is to make incremental progress one step at a time towards state sovereignty and a restoration of the Constitution. I'd like to point out to you that I'm getting phone calls and emails from all over the United States of people organizing and saying, how can we support this effort and how can we duplicate it in our state? So one man called me from Fairbanks, Alaska, and he says that he called a meeting and 150 people showed up when he thought there would be five or six, and so they moved it to another venue, had 700, and now there are 1,000 people in his group, and they're going to introduce this kind of stuff into the Alaska legislature.
Yes, this is exponential. I hope the establishment understands they've miscalculated with this power grab and are fomenting a massive rebellion, but I wouldn't even call it a rebellion. It's a move to restore the republic.
Yes, I tried to make that point on the floor with my colleagues that this is not some radical legislation. All this is doing is redrawing the lines clearly in the separation of powers. And this is what our country was founded on. And we stand squarely on the shoulders of our founders of both the United States and Montana in reasserting these rights.
Representative Joel Bonnick from an important state fighting this tyranny. Will you stay with us for one more segment to tell us how we help you get this passed?
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut. An entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Listen carefully, folks. Our guest, state representative from Montana, is going to be gone in about 5 minutes. I want you to call everyone you know, your entire email list. Tell your coworkers to tune in right now. I'm giving you 5 minutes to get maximum audience. I have videotaped in my police state films Marines and Army training with role players to put Americans in FEMA camps and confiscate our guns a decade ago. People couldn't believe the footage, even though I had helicopters, the Coronado landing, in Northern California, in the Bay Area, in Oakland, tanks, warrior fighting vehicles, role players screaming, "I'm an American, no, no, not the camp." They even let us videotape the mock interrogations. Well, this is different. This is the Army, which is now announcing it's going to operate in the U.S., doing house-to-house gun confiscation drills for the United States. And it is confirmed, ladies and gentlemen, it is confirmed. This just broke 15 minutes ago. I just learned of it. And I literally am somebody who, you know, has been in car wrecks and fist fights and, you know, all sorts of things in, you know, my life and seen my wife, you know, in a bad shape on an operating table and didn't have an anxiety attack. And during the break, I was starting to have an anxiety attack. Folks, this is so real. They are coming after our guns. I mean, and I'm not somebody who ever has trouble with anxiety. I am freaking out. State representative, I mean, how crazy does it have to get? They're putting body scanners in airports all over the country that scan your naked body 360 and put it in a database. They are letting foreign banks take over. I mean, this is getting insane.
It is getting insane, and there's people contacting me continuously every day saying that we're tired of it, and we want to do something about it, and we're not going to sit by idly anymore. There are people getting involved who never were involved before, even military veterans, because they're saying it's just gone too far, and it's all over the edge.
What is FEMA doing? What is the presidency doing? I mean, we know power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, but, I mean, this is just amazing.
Too long the people have been asleep, and we've been thinking that the government should be doing what's right, but we need to start taking it for granted that it's a plot against us, and they're always going to do what's wrong, because that is the plan.
Yeah, I mean, that 99% of the time, countries are tyrannies. Liberty is a very rare jewel. Okay, sir, Representative Joel Bonnick, how do people help you get this pro-Second Amendment resolution, pro-industry movement, pro-Tenth Amendment resolution passed? How do we help Montana get the other one passed? We have a lot of listeners in Montana, and it doesn't matter where you are, you can get his resolution and try to get it passed in your state. This is very popular. Tell us how we do that, sir.
Okay, there are two things. First of all, become informed. If you go to your website, the Montana government website, it is leg.mt.gov. And on that website, you can track the bills. You can find out who voted for it, who voted against it, where it is in process, which committee it will be heard in, and which house it will be heard in. And you can get up to speed on reading the text of the bill, and that is leg.mt.gov. That's the first thing to do. Become informed. The second thing you can do is contact the Montana Shooting Sports Association. This is the premier gun organization and patriot organization in Montana. Arguably, they've gotten probably 25 Patriot bills passed in the last 25 years or so, and you can find that at mtssa.org, Montana Shooting Sports Association. They will keep you up to speed on how these bills are progressing, how you can support them, and if you'll get involved that way, you can be a real benefit to the people here in Montana, and also encouragement to people who are fighting the good fight here when sometimes it seems like we're going uphill.
Well, the good news is we have been going uphill, but to see now 29 states, it was 20 a week ago, 29 states introducing or passing 10th Amendment resolutions, and the bills aren't milquetoast, they say, because of plans for gun confiscation, and they cite the federal move, because of plans for national conscription, they cite the move, because of federal attacks on homeschooling, they cite it, because of the feds ignoring states when they try to decriminalize marijuana, they state the case. I'm seeing the states become educated.
Yes, that's right. Montana has a legislature that only meets once for 90 days every 2 years, and so our session is halfway through right now. But there is a groundswell of legislative activity going here, and we're not going to give this up, even if we're not meeting. This is going to go on, and we're going to come back to it session after session if we have the time. And whether or not the legislature leads, the people are out there already making provisions to do what's necessary if we get government support by our leaders or not.
Isn't Montana like Texas? Can't you call a special emergency session if this isn't passed? Because things are only going to get more insane as the groundswell builds. Can you call a special session to pass these declarations of rights?
Yes, we can. You know, it's possible we'll have to have a special session anyway because the state of the economy is so bad that as we try to make a budget for the next 2 years, we're aiming at a moving target. And if we can't have a balanced budget, we'll have to come back to special session and to make a balanced budget. So, you know, it's the scary times we're living in.
Well, as this develops, sir, we're going to track it. But as you said, it's got a pretty good chance of passing if people will just put pressure on the Montana legislature.
Yes, that's right. And I hope that people will contact those who are on the fence or who have voted against it, and that they will support those who have voted yes and to give them encouragement. I should also point out that Montana has a strong gun rights climate here. And in the Heller case recently, we had a brief, or an amicus brief from the state, I believe it was, basically saying that, you know, this is important to us because if the federal government denies our constitutional rights to keep firearms and keep and bear firearms, that that breaks the contractual obligation that the federal government has with the state of Montana, and it's in time of incorporation, and that contractual obligation is enshrined in our Constitution in the first article. And so that's very powerful. And essentially what that means is that if you break the contract, the union is off. And the contract clearly spells out what our rights were at the time of the formation of the state of Montana. And if the federal government wants to break the contract, well, then the union's off.
Well, sir, if you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007-2008, it states that the military and NORTHCOM will remove governors, and the governors will serve as federal dual-hatted officers, that the state guards are to be federalized. And now, as you know, NORTHCOM is announcing that, and so is the Army War College, that their new mission is to engage the American people. This is high treason. And is your legislature becoming aware of what's going on?
Many of us are, yes. We have an element in our legislature that is very well informed. We keep in touch, and the movement is growing, and we'd like to expand that both across the aisle and within our own Republican caucus to make people more and more aware of that. And so we're going to be working on this day and night.
Are any of the Democrats, because I've heard from other state reps we've been interviewing in the last couple of weeks, that a lot of Democrats are, I mean, this is mainly a Republican move, but there are quite a few Democrats that are joining you or aware, or is it split on party lines in Montana?
Well, we have a split House, but 14 Democrats joined the Republicans in passing this important states' rights bill, and Representative Deb Cottell, who is a constitutional professor, she spoke up very eloquently in favor of it and brought a lot of Democrats with us on this bill because she's very much pro-U.S. Constitution and states' rights.
So which one of the states' rights bills? Is it just passed the House, or is it fully passed?
It is only passed second reading on the House, and it still is up for third reading, which, if it can pass third reading, it will go to the Senate. But because the governor's office of the Attorney General put a fiscal note on it, which means that it's going to cost money, it has to go to the Appropriations Committee for passage because of the budget constraints that we have. And this was a purely political move in our minds because they wanted to charge $60,000 for a declaratory judgment that this was a legal law, but they were going to farm it outside of the Attorney General's office, which, you know, they've got 45
hey,
or 50.
The legislature created the governor. The legislature created the Attorney General. It creates the laws. They don't farm it out to some lawyers to say if you can pass that law, correct?
That's what makes us mad, because we, as a legislature, we fund the Attorney General's office, and now they're going to say that, no, we can't work for you, we can't defend the laws you pass, we're going to farm it out to somebody else because it's complex and constitutional. I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is purely a political move. And
well, this is the bureaucracy seizing the constitutional power. And for those that haven't read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, let me give somebody a newsflash. We've read them on air, then we're going to let the state rep go, but I want to comment on this. The legislature, state and federal, is the power because it has the greatest separation of powers and directly represents from the states. And at the time, of course, senators were sent by the legislature as well. Now, they then watered that down to co-equal with Congress, executive, judicial. Now they claim the executive is dominant and that the legislature is basically ceremonial federally, and that's what PDD 51 says. That is another fraud and another usurping of the true just rights of the legislature.
Yes, and we as a legislature in Montana, we need to get our colleagues to understand that we are the lawmaking power in this state, and we need to reassert that because we don't want to be co-opted by the other branches. And so it's partly an educational process here because these many of these representatives, they haven't been taught this in school. They don't know this, but they get elected, and so they have power, but they don't know how to exercise it.
And they let all these lawyers from outside and these feds tell them, you know, it's just like our grand juries have been turned into kept minions of the prosecutor. It's just like juries have been turned into vassals of the judge. We need to relearn who we are. Well, sir, if folks want to get in touch with you, how can they do that, Representative Joel Bonnick from Montana?
They can contact me directly at my email, jbonieck@mt.gov. And I urge them to get in contact with the Montana Shooting Sports Association and follow this bill and follow what we're doing there, and they can be kept up to date and be educated on how they can help.
Well, if the governor or the attorney general stands in the way of the reformation of the republic, You need to start a recall and remove them. It's time to get aggressive. They always tell us to lay down and shut up. We need to get aggressive because they're being very aggressive with us and our Constitution. Sir, we salute you. Godspeed.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Pleasure to speak with you. We are on the march, ladies and gentlemen. The empire is on the run. Their move against us is out of desperation. Now listen to me. Listen to me carefully, everyone. I remember footage in 2002 on local news. It's on the web. You can search it out. Where it showed regular army running checkpoints searching citizens in Iowa. Iowa's where they're doing some of the worst stuff. Remember the army, the regular army, confiscated guns in New Orleans from high and dry people in their own homes. Remember that in Illinois, they've announced they're going to use the National Guard in door-to-door gun searches. We have Governor Blagojevich 4 months ago saying in a press conference, we've played the audio and video here. Yes, it was in the Chicago Tribune. It's really happening. Now listen to me and listen carefully. There has been a secret Army program and a Marine Corps program to train massive cadres of troops to confiscate guns in the United States. I'm going to cover some financial news because we're stacked with guests. Then I'm getting into this. I'm giving people more time to get everybody to tune in. Daily Times Herald, Carroll, Iowa. The Carroll's paper is the online version for the print newspaper. Guardsmen to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. And when you read the article, and we have a local news report and local talk show host reports, they are going to do door-to-door gun confiscation drills with real people and, quote, see what their body language is with the police. Now, this is going where they go from the training to where then it blurs over. Remember, Marines are now running around doing DWI checkpoints. And they're going, what, you're not for drunks, are you? So this is all being psychologically done. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, it's one thing to watch them train, you know, to do this. It's another thing to see them start getting ready to really do it. And I'm telling you, folks, they're going to push, and people are going to shoot back in different areas of the country, and then the war is going to start. And I'm not some macho guy, folks, because I'm actually somebody who does what I say I'll do. I don't take any pleasure in what's coming. But like Patrick Henry said, folks, the war is already here. In fact, will somebody Google Patrick Henry, the war is already here? Patrick Henry quote about let it come. Because it's real, folks. It's all real. They're killers. They're scum. They're filth. We're going to cover this coming up. I'm going to play the audio. It's hard to read things like this. It's hard to watch video stuff like this. This is such high treason. Yeah, it's an audio of the transcript of what the feds have put out that they're going to be doing. Let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson. I wanted to bring him up. Gold is right at 1,000 right now in futures. It's at 995 right now currently. And we told you that you should get gold back when it was $280, and we told you at $400, and we told you at $600 and $800, and we told you at $800 and something 2 weeks ago, and then Ted had gold at $800 and, you know, $70 level and was selling it to you when it was $970, and now it's $990, and we're going to find out from Ted what he's got left at that $870 level. Yes, you're getting gold priced in at the market at $870 and silver in the market at a little above $9 when it's at 14 plus, about to be 15. Ted Anderson, I wanted to have you up to give people an opportunity to take advantage of this, but frankly, with this gun stuff going on, I'm going to have to go to Iowa peacefully, but I'm going to have to stand up to these guys and try to block them going in people's houses and taking their guns. I just can't put up with it, Ted. I just can't deal with it anymore. And then, I mean, Lexington and Concord. Ted, it's happening right now, Ted.
Yeah, no, it makes you wonder what kind of country do we live in anymore? You know,
we got a bunch of dirtbag Soviet type scum, the people that funded the Bolsheviks and the Nazis running things. They want to do what they did over there. Here, they want to cull our butt, Ted.
Yep, and you take away the guns of the people, and then you gain full control. I mean, that's, you know, that's where you're ready for the
confiscation. I've got the Australian news crew here where they had their guns confiscated. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ted.
I mean, they're arresting the people that are using guns to defend themselves in England and letting the criminals out of jail. I mean, that's what's going on over there. That's what that kind of law would do here. I mean, we need to have our weapons. And
they want to set the precedent that citizens cannot protect themselves. Ted, if somebody bashes a vase over someone's head when they're raping them, they arrest the woman. They don't want you defending themselves. Because, look, if criminals ran government, they would pass laws where good people couldn't defend themselves from criminals because the low-level criminals are their brethren. Ted, I have mainstream articles where the Army and Marines are hiring aggravated felons. The government is criminal. Period. What more do you have to see? I'm sorry, Ted. Stay there. Let's come back. Tell them about the gold prices. I can't even take pleasure in the fact we've been right about the gold and all of our listeners that bought gold are making huge profits. I can't even enjoy anything. I can't enjoy anything anymore. All I do is worry about my children and this country, and there's all these stupid yuppies calling me a conspiracy theorist while the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
One of the techniques we use in today's political environment is cordon and knock. The Army announced, we ask for the head of the household to get permission to search, then we have them open the doors and cupboards. The homeowner maintains control. Oh, yeah. See that doublespeak? They've taken control of you. We peer over their shoulder, and the soldier uses the homeowner's body language and position to protect him. During this phase of the operation, troops will interact with residents and media while implementing crowd control measures and possibly treating and evacuating injured persons. So we're helping the injured people during the gun confiscation. The unit will use a Black Hawk helicopter for overhead command and control and do simulate medevacs. The drill will culminate in the apprehension of suspected arms dealer. And it says they're practicing going to a gun dealer and taking them down. I mean, this is openly for the United States, and they say it is. Ted Anderson, this is out of the Daily Times Herald. This is 3 days old. That's how long it took me to learn of this. Thank God listeners sent it to us. There's other news articles we've got. I'm going to get to this coming up right now. Ted, tell folks today's gold offer, or I guess they should just trust the government and leave their money in the bank and leave their money in the 401k because everything's fine.
Well, obviously, the world isn't thinking that way because gold has hit a high today of $999.90, one dime away from 1,000. I went through my inventories and I scraped around because I didn't want to have to raise my prices. I can tell you, I'm darn sure that I'm not going to be able to do this past the weekend, but I will be offering Franks at the same price I did yesterday, which was the same price I did 2 days ago. This is the stuff from that 870. I've got them at 221.
Ted, I thought you weren't even going to do that. Let me explain something, folks. Ted, I keep saying this is the best deal ever because he keeps topping his deals. Ted, this is 100. This is $129 under what gold is selling for right now.
Well, here's the point. I talked to my buyers and they're like, "Are you nuts, man? You're going to be paying a lot more for these things when you go to buy them in the markets, even wholesale." I just can't help it. I just think people need to have gold in their hand. Anybody that has an IRA out there and you're sitting there in the stock
market. Wait a minute. You're not even locked on an earlier position and you're giving
it? No, this is my earlier position. I'm just counting through my safe and going through the corners and looking up and going, okay, I've got those, I've got these. I know I can cover this position and I know I'm going to carry this through this weekend. After that, I'm done with it. I can't do it because it's just a great buy. I just
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, this smash. Your earlier record was gold at $100 under in the market what it was, and this smashes your record. What is this, 120 or 130?
Well, if you take it up at, what is it, 995 right now, gold? So if you look at 870, it's $125 over the prices that I locked in on this stuff. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Go search around, do internet searches. I don't care. You're not going to find Franks for this price anywhere.
And you sold out of the sovereigns at that price.
Yeah. The other thing that's even receiving more pressure, and I got to say the silver, coins right now, same price, 869. Silver is up over $14.60 now. It's just, it's like almost 50%.
And you're selling it at what, 950 level?
Yep, that's right. So,
ladies and gentlemen, you cannot, there is no deal that I've ever heard of anywhere near this good. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And you're saying you're holding this through Sunday?
I'll hold it through Sunday. And after Sunday at midnight, it's done. So if you want to get involved with the gold, now's the time to do it. Ask about the IRAs, too, because you better be getting your, you can get into a gold IRA tax-free. You don't have to take the penalties if you don't want to.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't sit on your hands, folks. Take action today. It's a real pleasure to be able to offer something this good. Thank you, Ted.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, Alex.
Gold is now pushing $1,000 an ounce.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the
cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the highest level alert we have ever issued in my 13-plus years in broadcast. This is the highest emergency alert. The threat to the Republic, the globalists have seized control of the nation. They're bankrupting it. NORTHCOM is openly saying they're preparing for massive gun confiscation, open FEMA camps, million-man domestic army, spy forces, everything. And it is being reported in the Daily Times Herald in Carroll, Iowa. And I'll tell you why this is so important and so different from other operations. I'm going to start reading now. Guardsmen to conduct, and remember, they're not guardsmen now, they've been federalized under NORTHCOM. So federal troops to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. Listen carefully. The Carroll National Guard unit will train on urban military operations by holding a four-day exercise at Arcadia. The purpose of the April 2nd to 5th drill will be to gather intelligence, then search and apprehend a suspected weapons dealer, according to Sergeant Mike Knotts, Readiness NCO for Alpha Company. Now remember, in my film Road to Tyranny, I have a Marine Corps officer. He showed me all the documents, who secretly was doing raids on gun dealers with the police in Virginia, in Norfolk, in the late 80s. This has been a covert plan. And they go on in the article to admit this is because of today's political climate in the U.S. This, they're not even saying this is for overseas now. See, when I would videotape the Marines and Army doing this in the late 90s in Hebron, Maryland, and North Carolina, and Alabama, and Texas, and California, they would say, oh, to the media, it'd be on CNN that night in the hotel room, oh, training for Bosnia and Iraq in the future. And then you would go to the drill and it'd be for America. Now they're just admitting it. Troops will spend Thursday, April 2nd, staging at a forward operations base in Carroll. By the way, I'm going to Iowa. The next day, company leaders will conduct reconnaissance and begin patrolling the streets of Arcadia to identify possible locations of the weapons dealer. Now get ready for this. The primary phase will be done Saturday, April 4th, when convoys will be deployed, that's for Roundup, from Carroll to Arcadia. Pictures of the arms dealer will be shown in Arcadia, and soldiers will go door to door asking if residents have seen the suspect. So see, they claim it's a drill, but they're going to go to real people's houses. And then it says they're going to ask them about their guns. I mean, this is it, folks. And they're going to spend 40, first it was 5, then 10, now 40-something billion, quote, for the image of the military in the U.S. media and foreign media. I mean, folks, it's 40-something billion, just brainwashing everywhere. They're making a move. This happens in third world countries all the time. It's a military coup, and they've got to acclimate us to accept it. Soldiers will knock only in households that have agreed to participate in the drill, not said. I've been to the other drills, and I've got it on video in Police State 2, the takeover, where locals said, yeah, they came to our door and told us not to talk to you, that you're crazy. Once credible intelligence has been gathered, said Knotts, portions of the town will be roadblocked. Did you hear that? And in more in-depth searches of homes and vehicles will be conducted in accordance with the residents' wishes. And this is like knock and talk, where the cops come and say, knock, knock, I want to come in and just look if you have any illegal guns in Dallas, in Phoenix. This is already going on. One of the techniques we use in today's political environment, Did you hear that? It's for America. Is cordon and knock, Knotts explained. We ask for the head of the household get permission to search, then have them open doors and cupboards. This needs to be canceled right now. Call the governor. Call that town. I don't want to have to go up there. And we've gotten them canceled in other towns. Cancel this treason. The homeowner maintains control. Listen to that psyop. The homeowner maintains control. We just come and knock and ask to search. We peer over their shoulder, and the soldier uses the homeowner's body language and position to protect him. During the phase of the operation, troops will interact with residents and media while implementing crowd control measures and possibly treating and evacuating injured persons. The unit will use a Black Hawk helicopter from overhead command and control to simulate medevacs. The drill will culminate in the apprehension of the suspected arms dealer. Like having guns in America is illegal. We'll continue on the other side.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
NORTHCOM has announced 20,000 troops, a new civilian, 1 million man army. The army's now publicly launched the operation. They are going to start PR campaigns, already have, at drunk driving checkpoints for citizens, showing up with medevacs at car wrecks for PR purposes, to acclimate the police, the military, the general public, to prepare for total martial law all over the country. They're doing gun confiscation drills. It's just they admit this in the article and admit that it's for the United States. And they're going door to door to people asking if they can search for guns. This is just incredible. It's in the Daily Times Herald. It's also in the Daily Times Herald and in the Dispatch. I want to bring up Bob Chapman, who's had one of the largest financial newsletters in the world, one of the largest private silver and gold brokers, also military intelligence during the Cold War. in Europe and lived in South Africa and all over the planet. He's left the United States because of all the things that are happening, and he helped fund and get the book out, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, in the 70s by Gary Allen, that had such a big effect. I don't know, 5 million copies in print. Bob, I mean, they are really doing it. But the good news is, I just had another state rep on who's got the bill through two readings. It's probably going to pass in Montana. Other states are passing it, saying we're not going to allow your gun control in our state. 10th Amendment declaration. And when I talk to the state reps, sometimes two or three a day, they all go, we know about the FEMA camps. We know about PD 51. We know about John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We know everything. And this is high treason. The government's out to get you. We're basically ready for war. So the good news is the globalists have gone too far. And, you know, folks, because I'll put the face on it that's real. I'm not putting a good face on it like, oh, you know, we're really rising. We are. It's the truth. But so is the enemy. Bob Chapman.
You know, if it wasn't for programs like this, people wouldn't know, especially legislators. And it's a great move in the right direction. I'm stunned by the alacrity of this move. It just happened, really, at least in field of vision, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, although I'm sure that a lot of planning has gone in over the last perhaps year or two. But there are people who are waking up, and fortunately, in state legislatures. And so, what is it, 26, 27 states that are proposing or have passed?
Yeah, it's up to 29 now.
29.
Texas and Minnesota.
For a week. So.
No, Texas and Minnesota just signed on the last 24 hours. Now, Bob, I see Brzezinski saying the New World Order is going to be threatened, this is a quote, by rioting, including the United States, as they learn what the bankers have done. You know, he's posing like he's a good guy. They want riots. That's in the IMF and World Bank documents that came out in 2002, that they love to implode economies, then cause rioting, then they have a pretext for martial law. They're doing this by design. I guess they want the public to know the military's going after our guns. I mean, I guess they want to go ahead and have a war start, and then Barack Obama's going to play Abraham Lincoln crushing the states.
Well, I think they're going to have a hard time crushing the states, because there's an awful lot of people in the military who are not going to go along with this, and there's an awful lot of people out there who are very heavily armed who are not going to go along with it either. So it's not going to be easy for them to affect such a thing. But as you say, the best thing to do is try to avoid any conflict as long as possible.
Well, also, we need to expose these drills and get them canceled like we had in a few towns. And they went after a mayor. I forget what it was. Was it in Michigan? Who they were going to do urban warfare takeover drills there. And he said, look, it scares people. This is for martial law. They're calling him a commie and things on the news. I mean, I'm going to give the numbers out later. We've got to call these police chiefs, these military people, and say, look, just like we did with the Marines running checkpoints in California, you know, deep in the state. And then they said, okay, we're going to cancel it. But then they went ahead and did it anyways. This is treason.
Yeah, and incidentally, this sort of thing is going on in a lot of countries. You know, it's they're doing it in Colombia, in Argentina, Venezuela, Bolivia. Of course, there's different reasons in different places for it happening. In Mexico, of course, Mexico's had problems as of late. They've had a conflict going between government and the narcotics traffickers. But you know, the presence of troops in the streets, for various reasons, are appearing in many countries.
Well, they're imploding the economy by design. And, you know, I just imagine the yuppies, Bob, who still think we're conspiracy theorists and just deny everything and even think the economy's wonderful. What are they going to do? Because tyranny is always about bankrupting the majority of people and enslaving folks. What are all the bootlickers going to do when they find out they weren't special little protected creatures and that they're going to have their financial, at least, guts stomped out?
Well, I think they'll probably be happy, because they'll probably be at one of the major internment camps, which I was told yesterday by somebody on the inside that there's 6 major camps, and these are big ones.
Well, no, that was in the bill. That was in the bill that they've introduced. They've already built them. Yeah, there's 6 major ones with over 100 subcamps, so yes, that's right.
Yeah, and in fact, the information I got was out of Fort Bragg, and it ties in with I got a call on another program from a lady whose husband is a field grade officer. And she said, I went up to the commissary this morning, and what happened was that there were eight of these giant trailers there unloading freeze-dried and dehydrated foods.
Well, we've confirmed that power plants, all part of infrastructure protection, are hoarding storable food, ammo, weapons. It's all now public under the InfraGuard system. 25,000 executives have a semi-automatic issued FBI rifles and handguns and have license to kill orders, list of people given to them inside their companies.
Well, it's believable and it's happening. And, you know, all we can do is inform everybody and hope that the state legislatures act.
Well, can you imagine if they actually try to have executives playing the part of 007 go kill people in their company? I mean, that was in the news. It came out. I mean, this is a total criminal takeover. Can you imagine these idiot executives on power trips with their little InfraGuard pass and their little submachine gun in their drawer just thinking about who they're going to kill?
It's unbelievable, but it's believable because it's happening.
Well, this is just what Israel and the globalists in the U.S. are doing. When Israel announced in the London Telegraph and Haaretz Monday, they said, we are going to stage terror attacks in Iran, shoot people, attack police stations, and try to destabilize the country. That's all they're gearing up for here. And you know they're going to stage attacks on police and military and blame it on us, Bob.
You know, you're really up on this stuff. You know, this is not appearing anyplace else. Did you know that?
Well, I've just been studying them like you, Bob.
Yeah, but your information is just so current and so in-depth. I just, my hat is off to you. I don't know how you do it.
Well,
coming up behind you.
Well, no, Bob, it's just that when you know they're building camps and they're doing all this, and you know, I've been, you know, you're an expert on financial stuff and in a lot of other areas in security. I've just learned about the military making payoffs in the late 90s to city officials all over Texas and found out it was true, and they had people call me a conspiracy theorist. So I just ran into this. You know, you run into something, and then over 12, 13 years, you learn about it. It's just so sick, Bob.
I know, and, you know, the same thing is happening in the financial world. My goodness gracious, we've got one scandal after another, and there's going to be hundreds of them. You know, I saw today that the FBI is working on, 3,500 cases that are tied to the, you know, the collapse in the stock market, which incidentally today is hitting new lows, and gold has gone over $1,000 an ounce. And I'm sure glad, Alex, that on your program that you had Ted and so many more people were able to buy coins at cheaper prices. I come up with something this morning on the banking system, and this is a real Lollapalooza. The administration is going to jumpstart a program whereby they're going to give over $1 trillion, probably about 1.9, almost $2 trillion, to hedge funds so that they can lend the money to banks so that banks can lend to people. Of course, the banks have lots of money, you know, sitting on their balance sheet. Most of it's sitting with the Fed, making interest, and they're not lending it because they want to keep it, you know, a strong balance sheet. But, you know, this is absolute madness.
And then what they do is the hedge funds go out and buy real assets, which they're doing, and that's why they won't say where the money's going. I mean, this is open criminal looting of everything with the army standing by and training to take our guns. I mean, I just want to slap these yuppies upside the head that call us conspiracy theorists. I am so sick of these cowardly people, Bob. Because of them standing down, they allowed this to happen.
Well, you know, we're only dealing with facts. It's as simple as that. We don't make this stuff up every morning, you know, on all fronts, so to speak. I mean, there's so much going on, it's incredible. You know, normally my publication's 20 or 25 pages. It's gotten to 45, 50 pages twice a week. I mean, I can't cover it all. I mean, in this issue coming out tomorrow, never mind all those pages, I've got about 15 or 20 links to really giant articles, including stuff from InfoWars, of course. And, you know, because I can't write that much that fast, and their research is good, so I put them in. But it's coming at us from all angles.
They're making their move right now, Bob.
They certainly are. They certainly are. And I don't know how long it's going to take them to wrap it up.
Well, when we come back over the break, I'm sure you saw Time Magazine's article titled The New World Order last week, and it said that a new, quote, Bank of the World will rule the United States and knock our heads, and that we will pay taxes to a private bank that will rule us. I mean, just the total New World Order in your face, and now they're announcing Geithner and Gordon Brown and Obama. They're doing it right now, Bob.
Sure,
I mean,
are.
And then these idiots tell us we're making it up. When you're all being robbed right now forever.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Nothing matters but liberty. They could steal all our money tomorrow. If we had liberty, we could rebuild it. But if they take liberty, doesn't matter if we're like South Africa or Mexico. South Africa's conservatively got 10 times the resources we have. Mexico, 3 times. But we had some liberty. We weren't perfect. But at least we had private property rights, Second Amendment. It exploded. But when they bring in control, you collapse like Mexico or North Korea. And I can just feel my ancestors and everything that's happened in this country and going back to Europe and all the tyranny there and people worldwide, all of your ancestors went through tyranny and people fought so hard to have any liberty. And it's all being stolen by a degenerate group of bankers. Bob Chapman, you know, you and many other experts have been saying depression within 2 to 3 years, a year ago. Now most people are revising it, saying it's accelerating. You've done that as well. I don't fault you for wanting to, you know, be conservative about it. They're hyping riots everywhere like they want them to happen. We know it's in their manuals. I mean, how transparent is this? If I went on the air and started talking about riots every day and you know, how people basically need to have riots like Brzezinski did, I would get in trouble. This guy, you know, they're definitely out there introducing this idea.
Well, I think they certainly are. And they're going to continue to push it. You know, they've got the major media and they'll have their programs on it and it'll be in the news, and we'll just have to do our best to countermand what they're doing and let the people know this is what they're up to, and don't go for the bait. You know, don't shoot unless shot at.
And, well, bottom line, this is to condition the military, the police, and the locals everywhere they do this.
Well, the police have been worked upon for the last several years in particular on this, and so it's nothing new to them. And I think most of them don't like it, but there's not much they can do about it without losing their jobs. And so that's the predicament that they're in. And I don't think that they want to go with the government, because if they do, they're going to have a serious problem. Because, this business of rioting and demonstrations, if they want to have it, it's going to be unavoidable. They'll have it if they want it. And it won't be a reaction from the public. It'll be something they plan, like, you know, a false flag operation or a black ops operation. And it could happen easily. And so by telling people what they're up to, at least people will be prepared for the possibility that government might do something like this.
Let me read a quote by Sir Joseph Stamp, director of the Bank of England, the private bank appointed in 1928. Banking was conceived in iniquity and was born in sin. The bankers own the earth. Take it away from them, but leave them the power to create money, and with the flick of a pen, they will create enough deposits to buy it back again. However, take it away from them, and all the great fortunes like mine will disappear, and they ought to disappear, for this would be a happier and better world to live in. But if you wish to remain the slaves of bankers and pay the cost of your own slavery, let them constitute to create money. Sir Joseph Stamp, director of the Bank of England, 1928. And when he was appointed, he wrote this after he left. And this is on record. You know, this is a documented quote. That, folks, they just create fake money and buy everything, and then they plunge economies so they can get your physical assets. I mean, Bob, people need to understand. I want you to put it in your own words. There is nothing we can do but resist this. They will give us no quarter. They will completely bankrupt us like people living in Bombay, India.
Well, there's no question about that. And there is plenty of historical data for people who want to go back and look at it. Now, this goes back in recorded history, as far as I can find, for 1,000 years. I mean, these people, and it's the same families who are at the nexus of all this, and they're the same ones who are doing it again. And, of course, each generation, they pick up another group of minions that they bring into the Royal Institute and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberger Group and so on. And there's, you know, always willing hands who want to be rich and famous, like our recent Mr. Stanford. I guess he's sir. I wonder, is he a lord?
It's
the man
sick.
They just picked up.
It's totally sick.
The Democrats are going to have to put up with a lot on this, because evidently he was a big contributor in those circles. But you know, you're going to see people on the periphery who are stealing with both hands, as you pointed out, and it comes from that whole financial spectrum. You know, everybody has their own little deal, and they capitalize on it.
Bob Chapman, let's talk a little bit more about the economy when we get back, and then I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to go more into the U.S. Army publicly training to confiscate your guns door-to-door and put you on the back of flat-back trucks to take you to the FEMA camp with a bag on your head. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Back live with Bob Chapman. I'm looking at the March 23rd, 1775. The war is inevitable, Patrick Henry speech. And I'm going to, you know, we've got all these guests on today. I've got to take time out to read the whole thing because in context, it's just beautiful. And I want Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson to post the War is Inevitable full three-page speech by Patrick Henry, March 23rd, 1775, with Lexington and Concord. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? That was the Crown massing troops. Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back our love? He talks about the government kissing them and always saying it's for their own good while brutalizing people. I mean, folks, it's the same thing today. Bob Chapman, I think we're on the verge of the second American Revolution, and I don't say that with pleasure because I know it's going to be horrible, but the alternative of complete bondage is more horrible.
You're absolutely correct. And you either live in your knees or you get freedom through fighting or death, one or the other. And I've been telling people for the last 8 years exactly that this was going to happen. And it's happened. And I've been after thousands and thousands of radio shows. And I've told people, make sure you're heavily armed and have plenty of ammo and clips and food and a method of purifying water, because you may well need it. And it's come to that point where we may well need it. They are pushing very, very hard. I don't know exactly what their timetable is. I don't think anybody does, but it's getting closer and closer. Sometimes these sorts of things can roll out over a year or two. It's hard to tell. You know, when you see them, you think it's imminent, but sometimes it isn't. And we're getting warnings from people like Brzezinski, and I'm sure others will come, probably from Henry Kissinger and people like him. And that'll probably go on for a while, and then all of a sudden we'll have our event. And it might not even be triggered by government upon the people. It may well be triggered by groups within the country who are anti-U.S. that they know about, that they leave in place, so that they can go out and do nasty things like that. And so we just don't know.
Well, take Israel. Netanyahu has now become the new prime minister of Israel, and he's saying he's going after Iran.
Well, Netanyahu is a Nazi. They have a fascist state in Israel, and it's to be expected. He's a former, well, probably still a CIA operative, and worked with the Mossad. So you can well expect that. And the people of Israel realize, but, you know, if that's what they want, that's what they want.
Well, it's just amazing. How bad do you think the economy is going to get in the next 6 months?
Well, I think we're looking at 22% unemployment, maybe a little higher. But I think I'm safe on the intermediate unemployment at 22%. The following year, it'll be over 30, if we're not, you know, running around killing people. And inflation's going to rear back up again starting in March of April. And because all the money that's being poured into the system, and that's why gold is over $1,000 today, and it's probably going to go considerably higher. And I take my hat off to the people who made the move and did buy gold and silver related assets. I know 2 years ago I said that I felt that in 2 years that the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 7,268 would be broken. And that was the low during 2003. And so that's considered a support level. It's trading at exactly that level right now. And that's when I announced that I thought the recession had begun, which was 2 years ago. And, of course, I also announced when the market was at its high a year and a half ago, that everybody should get out of the regular stock market, with the exception of gold and silver shares, at 14,000. Where are we going? Next stop on the Dow is probably 6,000 to 6,600, somewhere in there. And then on the way down, it won't accelerate unless some pretty bad events happen, like we've just discussed. I mean, we start getting shooting going on. Any kind of something that looks like irregular warfare or revolution, the market could drop to 1,000. And so, you know, those of you who have monies in the market, and regular stocks, life insurance policies. I know they're down anywhere between 20 and 40% already. We'll say 30. And they're going to go down another 30 or 40.
Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Folks can check the site out and send you an email and get a free complimentary copy. It's just invaluable information, the internationalforecaster.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you, Alex. See you next week. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. There goes Bob Chapman. I've never had Ted, I don't think, on twice during one program. I'm only going to spend about 2 minutes with him. I wanted to get him back on because 45 minutes ago we had Ted on the show at the end of the last hour. And Ted talked about gold at $999 an ounce. It has gone well above 1,000. Ted's watching it. Ted, where is gold right now?
I just looked at it here just a second ago. It's sitting at 1,090. Been as high as 1,007 today. I got to tell you, I mean, the phones are blowing off the hook right now. People trying to buy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's good and bad is what it is, and it just means that the United States is in bigger trouble, and people are starting to realize it. And you know, I was also digging through and looking for some stories too on what's going on in the stock market, and it's like a financial meltdown in New York City right now.
That's not good. What's the stock market at right now?
The current price right now on the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 76.63, so it's down 189 points. The big leaders, I think, are mostly the financial. Of course, according to what I'm seeing, is the banks. A big concern over the nationalization of the banks, which is people are selling due to that fact. So it's pretty tough market. I don't know. I mean, I look at this thing I'm not old enough to remember what happened in the Depression. But I've done a lot of study on what happened back then. I still have a few copies of those Oh Yeah books. And, you know, you can just see all the dignitaries of the time talking about, you know, hold on to the stock, stay in the market, you know. And meanwhile, the thing just is crashing down.
Well, they take their money out the back door. You know, the stock market, the Dow's down 184 points, 0.47 to 7,466. And it's going down right now. The NASDAQ is down 22.66. The S&P 500 is down 20.59. And that's even with them, you know, staging the market and going in with the plunge protection team. So, Ted, you're still through the weekend going to offer gold at the 870 level that you bought with it over $1,000 an ounce now.
Hey, Alex, I gave my word, and my word is my word. And here gold is up another $10 since the last time I said that.
But, Ted, it's just insane. I just can't believe that you're offering gold at this price. And I can't imagine your competition must be cringing right now.
Well, I don't think there's anybody out there that'll take on this position. But I will hold all the way through Sunday. I mean, if you want your last chance to get in, I don't know how I can make it any better than this for you. It's not only just the gold. I mean, the silver has twice as much pressure because it went up as a percentage much higher. The silver position that I have is just unbelievable, unbelievable. And if you want something that's going to buy you the food and the groceries that you need in the future, this is the stuff that you're going to need. The gold is a fabulous buy. I mean, we have a few little other items that I left on the list as well. I don't even dare mention. There's like some $20 liberties and some $10 liberties and some U.S. Eagles and you know, actually I picked up a quantity of the Chinese panda here, about 100 grand worth. You know, that stuff is priced at, geez, I must have picked it up at 920. You know, and you know, all this stuff that I've been accumulating, it doesn't make me, you know, it sort of depresses me to see the markets moving the way that they're going. I mean, I've got two brothers that are unemployed right now that are in the construction business, and you know, they don't know where their next, you know, where their next meal's coming from hardly. You know, I mean, that's they're getting this unemployment benefit stuff and all that, but you know, there's just way too much money being printed, and there's just too many bailouts that are coming from Washington, D.C. The entire world is looking at the United States melting apart. They're trying to get out of it. It's surprising to me that they still run the U.S. Treasuries. I still see the dollar climbing as the gold climbs, but I don't know. I mean, Bob probably can elaborate on this, but eventually that's going to break apart and gold's going to go up and the dollar is just going to come tumbling down. That's when you start to see that inflation that Bob's describing. People are definitely fleeing or they're flying into quality assets. And one of the things they still view as quality is the U.S. government securities. But, you know, I don't know how anybody in their right mind can think of it that way. The United States government is so broke right now. And they've, you know, these big bailouts are just going to drive, you know, it makes our credibility.
This
even
is the mass looting. Well, folks, I hope you call before it's all gone at this price. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming back on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. We're going to now go ahead and go live at prisonplanet.tv, so engage that. And let me know when we are live with all the great folks out there. I want to simulcast that when we have our guest in the studio, Craig Proudly and Sean Kasinger. We are live now at prisonplanet.tv. I don't normally just cut right in the middle of a segment, but I was impressed talking to these guys yesterday when they were here. They're the Conspiracy Hunters is the name of the show they're producing for Australian television. We also had Independent Film Channel here doing a profile on myself and our operation yesterday, so it was quite a circus. Had a lot of fun. Went downtown last night. Boy, it was 6th Street dead. We were down there to talk to folks about Obama and get their take on him. I've never seen even during the middle of the day, 6th Street, that dead. But I wanted to have these guys in here to talk about what it was like to have their guns, almost all of them, confiscated and, I guess, single shots, highly regulated. Crocodile Dundee, the real guy that movie's based on, wouldn't turn his guns in, so they came out and surrounded his house and killed him. I remember reading that in the NRA magazine a long time ago. And now they're openly saying they're going to have, quote, Chinese net-style censorship where you can only visit a few thousand sites, basically. Canada's now announcing that. So you guys are under the crown. We were talking last night, and you said a lot of Australians say what you need is when a revolution like the United States happened. And I was talking to you guys, and you were saying what I've heard from other Aussies is that the police, the military, everybody knows the government's corrupt and bad. Nobody likes the government. One of your guys was saying that if you have an anti-government bumper sticker, you don't get taken to jail or fined like you do here. The cop will probably buy you a beer, but you're not supposed to buck the system. So it's kind of like, oh, be polite, go along with it. So a strange psychology. But Aussies don't have a reputation of being gelded. So how did this happen to you guys over there? How is it now happening here in the United States? So I want to welcome Craig Proudly and, of course, Sean Kasinger here in studio with us. Guys, good to have you.
Real pleasure to be here, Alex.
Yeah, good to have you here. Sean grew up in the States, but then has lived in Australia a long time and is now getting married over there and, you know, went to school there. Craig, and tell me about the rest of your crew that's also here.
We're here shooting. We've been to Alberton, Georgia, San Jose, San Francisco. We've got a crew outside, so we're doing a show right across America in a very short period of time.
Absolutely. Folks can see my hands waving on screen as I'm saying, direct the camera a little bit over there, more on them. Anyways, got to make that point. Folks will think I'm doing secret codes or something. What is this? It's Masonic.
Actually, Alex, let me jump in there. I'm American, as you can hear from my voice. I'm actually a Texan, but I've lived in Australia for about 10 years.
You've picked up part of the accent.
Yeah, no, and I've got some strange hybrid, which no one understands now. But the crew we brought over is all Australian, including Craig, and it's the first time they've been in America. So there's a real contrast between Australian culture, what they're used to in Australia, and now what they're running to in California, in Georgia, and now in Texas. It's quite interesting.
Absolutely. Let's get into the gun confiscation, the gun restriction, how you went from being just like the U.S. overnight to special licenses and things just to basically have a single shot, and now they're even trying to restrict those.
Well, Australia doesn't have a Bill of Rights, and we've never really had the right to bear arms. But the most significant case was a famous massacre with a gentleman called Martin Bryant. And after that incident, the Prime Minister at the time, John Howard, whose popularity was lagging, became very popular by actually going out in front of big gun lobby groups and actually calling for certain weapons, such as semi-automatic weapons, to be taken away from the Australian population, and large, huge amounts of people surrendered their firearms. So it's only just the few. It's a very small gun lobby now, and Australia, if there was tyranny, cannot defend itself.
Yeah. When I arrived in Australia in 98, it was at the very end of that, and it was very much a shift in culture was taking place. I mean, I had friends who were gun collectors, gunsmiths, people who lived out in the bush, did a lot of hunting, and they were all complaining that, well, you know, it's over. We're handing in our guns. It's happening right now. And since 98, to even be someone who talks about gun ownership, you're basically looked at as a bit of a fool.
Well, they do that through mass mind control and peer pressure. But notice that was a green light for them. Now they're saying, we're going to ban protests and say it's terrorism, or that, or we're going to go ahead and restrict the web. And then now they're grabbing property. I mean, from what I've read, you live there. The government's just going wild.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone wants to find out about the actual massacre, if they actually Google the name Martin Bryant and conspiracy,
clearly staged.
There's a massive amount of information about how that was staged. So, but as far as Australia is concerned, the joke that we have on the road here, when we see something in America that we are not familiar with or we disagree with, we just say, "Well, the government should legislate it," because that's what happens down under.
I keep saying to these guys, Obama's going to fix it. Because that's often, you know, even in Australia, that's still the thinking. Look, yeah, things have been rough, but it's going to get better now.
Well, last night they were going, yeah, Obama, we were asking folks down what they thought, and they said, Obama, you know, he had to lie and appoint nothing but lobbyists. Oh, he's got to stay in Iraq now. I mean, it's like they hate everything George Bush did, but suddenly because Obama's doing it, yeah, you know, he is setting up a police state. Yeah, you know, he's not letting people read the bills. Yeah, you know, he's doing all these things with special interest. Yeah. But, you know, he is Obama, so we got to be part of the fad. And see, most people actually out there, you can tell, don't even really like him. But they felt like, well, I've got to say I like Obama. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest from the land down under. A portend for what's coming here in the United States, unless we go absolutely ape now in the info war.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now listen, next hour, with our guest in studio from Australia, I'm going to open the phones up, but I only, and I rarely do this, and I'm going to hang up on you folks because I want to leave the phones open and bring up some other issue. I want to hear from people that have been through urban warfare, gun confiscation drills, or in New Orleans and Louisiana with gun confiscation, they did all over the state, or who are in Iowa where we know the National Guard are running checkpoints. Now they're doing this larger program. I specifically want to hear from you on that. And I had the phone numbers for the police and for city officials. But what I need, in fact, I have those. I need more numbers because I have the Public Affairs Office for the Chief of Staff, the Joint Forces Headquarters, the Armory at Camp Dodge, Johnston, Iowa. But I want the phone number for the two towns, the two cities where this is going on, in Arcadia and then in the other town. So I need you guys to give me the numbers for the town, the sheriff, the county's in, all of it. Do we have any luck getting any of these creatures on the air when you try to call them? No, I know. I know I have the phone number to the military. Can I have the number to the city? Yeah, that's what I need. Thank you. Guys, I mean, what do you think seeing this where the Army's going to go door to door and do gun confiscation drills and hang up pictures of U.S. citizens and run around with checkpoints in the town with just people there in the middle of it? I mean, that's obviously to acclimate them.
Just on this trip, Alex, we came from California. We went to Georgia. We're in Texas now. And, you know, in Georgia, people are talking about fighting. People are talking about resisting. There's all this sense of, you know, we know something's going on. In California, they're all very sleepy. Yeah, Obama's going to fix it. We need to trust the president. Let's give it some time. There's a real division from what I'm seeing.
I guess the scary thing is that when the military is used on the streets against the people, in Australia, there's some indigenous communities in the center, and there's been a lot of child sex issues. So what they did is they actually sent the military in to police the towns. Now, we see that as a precedent for something, a sign of things to come.
I remember seeing blurbs about that, but isn't it mainly the local governments that control the indigenous people that have been, like CPS has been grabbing their kids, and like with Native reservations here, a lot of them end up dying. I mean, I've seen those articles over the years, and you were telling me last night that now the military is policing.
Well, the numbers of indigenous Australians has dropped from, I'm not sure of the years, but something like 300,000 to 50,000. And like Canada, like Native Americans, which Sean can talk about, that's a big deal.
And it's really happening. I mean, it's you know, the same thing that we saw in Australia is now unfolding here. What do you guys think is going to happen as they try to go after guns? They've got the bills introduced to ban most guns, just like Australia. I mean, what's going to happen with this collision of people that aren't going to be slaves?
Alex, I've been saying this to these guys for years now. I mean, you come to Texas, you come to the U.S., and there's this history of resistance and skepticism to the government. Even the state of Texas has its own unique history about resistance and fighting off the federal government. In Australia, they didn't have a Revolutionary War. Australians did not fight for their independence.
It was a penal colony, so people are used to being prisoners, I guess.
Well, it was given to them. You know, their independence, in which they're not an entirely independent nation, by the way.
Yeah, back in the 70s, they were moved. The Prime Minister, when he wouldn't do what the Queen said. Mm. Just like they just did in Canada, but it was the opposite. He called the Queen's governor in when the Parliament said get out.
Yeah, well, and what I'm saying is in Texas and in the greater U.S., you have this psychology which is all about the Constitution, our rights, our skepticism towards the government. What I find as an American living in Australia is the exact opposite. People basically trust, and, you know, they may be skeptical of leaders, but by and large, they'll do what the government tells them to do.
And you mentioned the Whitlam dismissal. I mean, it's in public record that the Governor General was influenced by the British Crown, obviously, as the British Crown's representative, by the CIA to dismiss the Australian Prime Minister. And this is 8 years after another Australian Prime Minister actually went swimming on a beach in Victoria and went missing, and his body's never been found.
Amazing. Total police state. We'll also give out your website when we come back as we start the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our guests, who are TV producers and directors from Australia, making a film, a series, both for Australian television, is tacticalrecon.com.au. tacticalrecon.com.au for Australia. We'll put that up on screen. In fact, there it is right now up on screen, live at prisonplanet.tv for the next 2 hours. We went live a little bit earlier, about 15 minutes ago. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to give you the phone number for the city of Arcadia, where they're having this giant door-to-door martial law drill for gun confiscation. We're also going to give the number to the U.S. Army, specifically who's doing this, but you should call the regular army. You should call the media. This is insane. And we have other state reps coming on later in the show that are fighting all of this as well. But we have the Aussies here in studio with us right now. I'm opening the phones up for people that have been in urban warfare drills, folks that are in Iowa, people who are concerned about this on this subject. So I want to leave the phones open, and police and military want to call in specifically. I mean, you heard me years ago lay all this out with the documents and the video, and some of you were in denial. Now you can't be in denial. I'm getting a lot of military and police emailing us and calling us and contacting us. Another host are telling me this, mainline host, that finally they're coming out of their trance going, wait a minute, foreign bankers run the country, they're looting everything. This is all really happening. Now they're training us to go after the American people. They're training us for roadside IEDs that the American people are going to be fighting us soon. Why is that, gentlemen?
Well, I'll tell you something about Australia. It's not that it's happening now. It's that it's already happened. I mean, the gun culture is all but gone in Australia, as far as from what I can tell. I've been there 10 years now, and there's no real debate anymore about whether people ought to own guns. I mean, to get an assault rifle is virtually impossible. You might find the occasional person who has a special permit for a handgun or a hunting rifle, but that's pretty rare, and that's definitely not in the cities. So there's no real debate. The debate's over in Australia.
And the reason we're making the show that we're making is to deal with apathy. And we're really worried when we speak to young people in particular, and they're just not that interested in politics. They're not that interested in the future. It's all about the here and now. Mm-hmm. And we really want to respond to apathy. You know, question your government, question what's going on, question every time the Australian government sends soldiers into every U.S. war, as they always have. People just don't seem to really care anymore, and that's why we're here making this show that we're making at the moment.
You might even say that Australia is kind of a picture of where the U.S. is going to be in a few years.
Now, Sean, are both of you college teachers?
We teach occasionally both times. We both work in film and television industry, and so sometimes we teach at a university.
You've shown Terror Storm, right?
I've shown Terror Storm in a public setting, about 500 people. I'll tell you something. You've never seen a group divided so quickly as when you show something like Terror Storm. And quite frankly, I think it's all about worldview. Some people just decide in advance these things can't be true, so you must be wrong. And the other half have already been suspicious for some time, and now it's reinforcing their view.
But, I mean, in the film, we have, like, mainstream Times of London, where it's admitted that British Special Forces, SAS, were caught dressed up like Arabs running around shooting and killing people to blame it on the people in Basra. I mean, it's admitted. I don't understand the... It's not a conspiracy theory.
Well, let me tell you what I run into, because we're talking about students now. You're talking about your average 18 to 25-year-old, and it's classic doublethink. I see the facts being presented to me. I see what you're saying. Yes, the cop did say that. The lady did say that. We see the information being laid out in front of me. But, you know, isn't that just your interpretation? I mean, this is a really common postmodern way of seeing things now. Isn't that just your interpretation of the facts? And, you know, can't I have another interpretation of the facts? I have these endless debates like that with students.
It's delusional.
Yeah, because in reality what happens is there's no objective truth anymore. It's simply a whole lot of opinions.
We are changed, and other 9/11 groups are really expanding in Australia, though, so people are starting to wake up, at least some of them.
They took a little while to crop up, but there was the first 9/11 Truth Conference that we both went to in March last year. It was pretty poorly attended, to be quite honest, although we had some incredible guests like Dr. Bob Bowman and G. Edward Griffin. And I know they are having another conference. It's run by Truth Action Australia. It's run by a terrific bloke called John Burstall. And this year I think they have Stephen Jones and possibly even Luke Radowski coming.
I love it, bloke.
You got a bit of Aussie in there.
All right, we're going to come right back after this quick break with our guest in studio from the land down under. And we're going to take your phone calls.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water, water heaters and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Got a lot of callers here dealing with this situation. John in Iowa, Nathan in Iowa, Brian in Montreal, Gary in Indiana, Paige in the Kingdom of Heaven. That's folks that say they're off the grid, out of the system. We've got Craig and Paul here from, what's the name of your media group? I keep trying to remember that. It's a great name. It's tacticalrecon.com.au.
Conspiracy Hunters.
Yeah, we're going to get, before you leave, so I've got a guest coming on who was put in jail in about 20 minutes, but it's going to be a brief interview, who made 7-7 Ripple Effect, and he mailed it out to some juries that were looking at the 7-7 bombing and a judge, and they've arrested him, and he just spent like a week in jail, and he's supposedly getting out in the next little few minutes. They're going to have a cell phone waiting to hear exactly what happened to him, and it ended up being in the Irish Times and the BBC, because he's in Ireland, this happened, Anthony Hill, so we're working on getting that done as soon as he can call in. Representative Leo Berman from Texas. Texas has introduced a sovereignty resolution, so we're trying to fight this as hard as we can because the states created the federal government. So that's how we, quote, rebel. This isn't even rebelling. When the feds rebel, we spank them and put them in line, and the states can dissolve the federal government with 35 states voting and then reconstitute however they like. That's a great danger as well, though, because the globalists could get in there and rewrite things when that's happening. That's why we want state-by-state basis. They can also individually declare sovereignty but still be in the union and just lay down the law and say no. But NORTHCOM says they're going to use federal troops on them. See, the feds have war-gamed all this out. So before you leave, we'll probably just have you most of the rest of the hour. You have time for that, but we'll just pop back in with you guys. You can comment on what you're about to hear. Again, I've told callers who are military, who are police, who are upset about this, or who like the urban warfare gun confiscation training to call in, or people that are in Iowa. I've told people just last week that Iowa is the first place I saw real regular Army checkpoints on highways searching for weapons and guns after 9/11. And people, news cameras would be shooting video, and they'd walk over. It was on mainstream TV, and they'd say, turn your cameras off. In fact, I looked for that on the web the other day, but because it's 7 years old, I couldn't find it. Maybe somebody can find those Iowa. There's several of them newscast. We do have other ones out of Georgia and places. But, you know, they do these drills, and then they become real. And it says they're going to hang up pictures of Americans, of the gun dealers looking for, go door-to-door and ask, are they in here? And what guns do you have? And then and they say because of the climate in America today. So now they're not saying these drills were for foreign wars, because they'd always say that in the past of the news, and I'd be there, and it was for America, they, you know, admittedly, to us. One time they were given media tours over this college they'd taken over for a drill in Oakland, and when I was there, the Steve Jones, the former Marine Corps captain who was now their PR guy, was a private civilian, would run on, get out of here, Jones, you can't tape this. But then we sent a guy in, they were given citizens tours, which they're doing here, but this is the whole town. And that's when we got them doing executions. They take Americans out, and they go, all right, watch this, an execution, and they simulate blowing Americans' heads off. Now, that's the most hardcore, extreme form of martial law. And now they announce FEMA camps. They're going to merge the police, the military into. I mean, you know, this is in our news now. And I know I keep just saying it over and over again because, in a way, we've been covering this so long. You know, it's good to report on it, be aware of it, and counter it, but it's bad if people don't take action, because then it's like, yeah, I know they're training with camps. And I mean, you know, that kind of apathy sets in. Like Australia, nobody likes it. I mean, how could the cops buy you a beer if you've got an anti-government sticker on your car but still enforce all that? How does that work?
Well, there's a thing in Australia called the tall poppy syndrome. And what that is that if anyone has any success or any I guess, financial success in particular, you got to tear them down. So it means that we have this strange attitude where, you know, we want success ourselves, but if anyone gets it, we become jealous. It's called the tall poppy syndrome.
Well, we have that here too.
Yep.
And that was never really a part of our culture. It was, you know, it was very small, but it's getting bigger. I think that's a sign of sickness.
So on one hand, I guess we disrespect our politicians and don't believe a lot of them, yet we all vote for them. We don't really question what they're doing. And it's very 1984 in the concept of doublethink. And again, we come back to this issue of apathy. We realize we're apathetic and we want to do something about it. We get inspired by young guys and in groups like We Are Change. We may not agree with everything they do. We're inspired that young people are actually getting up and doing something, confronting politicians in particular. And we're filmmakers, so we're doing it through the mode of television, film and television. They're doing it just with video cameras in the face of people. That's inspiring. And I think if anyone gets anything from this moment we have on the show, is to get up and do something and stop being apathetic, turn the television off, turn on to our show, but turn off all the rubbish that they're watching, and just do something and talk to your leaders, confront them.
And if you tune out of TV, that'll make them start covering more of these issues. You know, I got pitched a show called American Conspiracy. And that's what Ventura, I need to call him up. I haven't talked to him in a few months. And he's doing three pilots, but one of them was that, and that was the show I was going to do, but they said, we'll do it with Ventura, which is great. You know, I don't have the tall poppy syndrome. I believe the rising tide raises all ships. I'm excited. I've talked to these executives, and they go, look, we know this is the majority. We know this is popular. And I've talked to people where presidents of companies call and tell program directors, tell, you know, vice presidents, you know, tell, you know, the heads of programming, you're not doing this. So, I mean, you know, the control is very, very real. I had A.J. Hammer with Showbiz Tonight on CNN, his producer. Was like, oh, we're getting record ratings with this Charlie Sheen 9/11 stuff with you on, you know, day after day. We're having you back on all this week. And then they got a call, not from even programming, but from execs in Time Warner and said, uh-uh. So, I mean, you know, I even talked to Fox News people. They're like, yeah, we like your show. Awesome. You know, yeah, the New World Order is really bad. Yeah, the host is an idiot. But, you know, I mean, you know, yeah, they're probably going to attack you, but we want to try to get you on. And then I'll be in the car going to the studio, the satellite up, and they'll call and go, yeah, higher-ups canceled you. And I've been booked on every show. And I go, come on, guys, your higher-ups are going to say no, I can book whatever I want. They've never told me not to. And then I'm in the studio about to go on. This happened a few months ago, and they just go, sorry, we can't go to you now.
Alex, when we tell people about our show, Conspiracy Hunters, and we say, look, this is what we do. We have a look at conspiracy theories. Some of them are totally wild. Some of them are based on very serious facts. When we tell people what we're doing, across the board, people are excited. People support it. We run into almost no resistance, even in the film and television industry, even people in positions. But it's that high-level, executive level that you're describing. That's the unknown. That's what we don't know about yet.
Well, that's a great name, Conspiracy Hunters.
Thanks.
A lot better than the Crocodile Hunter.
I think one of the big things is when you just start talking to people about conspiracies, everyone seems to have one conspiracy they believe in. You know, we talk about the show, they all name one conspiracy, whether it's JFK or something in Australia, but they never believe there's a great conspiracy. They somehow compartmentalize this one little conspiracy.
But this is an open conspiracy. We're going to get more into that. I've got all these calls. Tell me who's who. Go ahead and come on air, John Harmon. You're on air, right, John? I want folks to be able to hear you. Yeah, now you are. Okay, tell me about these callers. Okay, all right, but I mean specifically, have we had any police? Well, I guess we've only got six lines. Any police or military call in? All right, I'm going to go through these quickly so we can get the police and military in because they always tell me they can't get in. John in Iowa, you're on the air. Thanks for calling where they're doing gun confiscation takeover drills.
Alex, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for all the great work that you do. Here in Iowa, I've been trying to spread your message for the better part of the last 6-7 years, and telling people in Iowa that the New World Order and world government and world banking is stepping up to the plate now in just blatant efforts to dominate our society and take the rights away. And people here don't believe me. And I give them, you know, basic facts. Most of the stuff I get from you and listen to what you say and research what you say. With what's going on in Arcadia, the news here won't report on it. The news here hasn't really said anything. The newspaper up there is the first time I've seen it. If you talked earlier about coming up here. If you come up here, I would love to do everything I can to help you out and work whatever you need done up here to prepare for that. I'm a actor, director, and producer, so I have access to...
Well, just so you know what I do when I go to these events, because we have feds coming up saying, hey, you want to attack and kill some police? I've got weapons. And I go, come on, fed. I'm right. Nonviolent. Don't try to set me up. And then I start filming them, and they freak out and run off. Right. So what I do is I kind of isolate myself. I say hi to anybody that shows up. I want folks doing their own stories, their own camera work. If folks want to give us footage, that's great. But I trust you. It's just I have to isolate myself when I go into one of these situations so we're not set up. I normally get two or three, because we've been broken into, hotel rooms, and I sleep in different ones and then close them and move to another place. I got to barricade the door at night because we've had them come in, steal our money, rob things, try to plant things on us. I mean, this is real, folks. So I don't want to get into, you know, the things we do, but you can ask the guys. You know, I get 2-3 hotel rooms. It costs money, but we have to do it. I mean, it's very, very serious, and they pull fire alarms and stuff in the hotels we're in, and, you know, come up to us and say, people are trying to pull fire alarms, and then you, you know, go up to your room and they pull the fire alarm. I mean, this is the kind of thing they do, but yes, I mean, look, it's in the Army Times they're training troops to take over America. You're saying you show that to people and they're still in denial?
They, you know, I, it's denial. They know it. They see it. You can show them the facts. But people here are great people, yes, but they are very timid and very sheepish. And they would much rather, you know, turn around and pretend like something isn't there than have to step up to the plate. And that's what we've been trying to do up here is tell people what's going on. And what I've told them is I'm afraid it's going to be too late by the time you guys realize it's time to stand up. I mean, they're already going to be, your house is going to be taken out from under you. Your bank account's going to be swallowed up by the time you'll step up and say, hey, maybe we should do something.
Now, this is acclamation, so when they really do it, the public will stand down. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in another call here. Thank you, John, for the offer of aid. Nathan in Iowa. Nathan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out right now since I'm here in the state of Iowa, and I'm hearing all this stuff, and I just heard the news on your radio show today. And, yeah, I got my calendar clear, and I'm going to go up to Arcadia, I think, on the, I think it's Saturday the 4th, it said in the article. And I'm going to bring my video camera up there and see if I can get
it. Well, we need to go, people need to knock door to door and explain this is for gun confiscation, and people need to protest, stay there, and tell the troops, we don't want you coming to our door and saying we'd like to do a gun sweep, ma'am, in your home, you know, training to take over gun shops. And that's what this is, to go into the gun shops, get the list of firearms from the bad gun dealer and go out and find out where they are. I mean, this is what they're doing. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's going on all over the country. Marines are running checkpoints, you name it.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. Pepperspray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
We got Jake from Australia wants to talk to you guys. We'll get to him. But first, we're covering this Iowa situation. Let's go back to Nathan in Iowa. Nathan, how close are you to Arcadia and the other town where they're going to be having the martial law takeover drill, gun confiscation drill, house to house, shutting the town down with checkpoints?
Actually, I'm in south central Iowa, about 45 minutes south of Des Moines, the capital.
Where's the best place for me to... Go ahead.
It's probably about 200 miles from where I live at, but... I mean, just, you know, getting up there and getting the footage and seeing what they're really doing up there is pretty important, so.
Well, we've seen Marines and Army come up with police, and the Marines will, and the Army will have guns, and they'll say, turn your camera off, which is just absolute high treason against the First Amendment. You've got major lawsuits if that happens. I'm also going up there, and I am going to legally go after any of these traitors to America that try to violate my First Amendment.
Yeah, I'm not afraid. I'll go up there and stick the camera in their face. It's my constitutional right.
Have you seen a Police State 2000 where they walk over with machine guns? I mean, I'm not talking M16s. It's the big ones.
I actually have pretty much all of your videos. I've been listening to you for about 7 years now.
I'm just saying, for listeners, I'm not making it up. I had the Army walk over to me in Belton and tell me to turn my cameras off and start threatening us. And you know, we said, we're not turning our cameras off.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and then the mayor blew up cars in the town and announced that they'd been hit by terrorists, and at the end said it was just a drill. See, it's psych warfare. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying that's all I have. I hope to see you up there when I go up there. I'll be up there on Saturday the 4th.
Yeah, I want to finish the Obama deception and just work 8 hours a day for a while and finally spend time with my family, but it doesn't look like I can. The revolution is on. They're the revolutionaries taking over. Let's go to Brian in Montreal. Brian, go ahead. Yes, sir. Have you been in an urban warfare drill, or do you have a comment on this?
No, but I have a nephew that is in the reserves, and he's always going over to the States to do some work, to do inter-training with a lot of these little drills that they run.
Oh, by the way, it's in the Toronto Star and other papers that they've signed a deal, and Congress said last year, we're not involved in this. We make war. We fund you. We're your boss. They said, no, you're not. It's under PDD 51, that they will use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S. Yeah. On record.
And one of the things that I came across this week, I actually contacted a friend on Facebook, and it's funny because he was a bully back in school days, too. And now he claims that he works for the federal law enforcement in the United States, and he's up here training our law enforcement, I imagine, on how to kick in doors and things like that.
Oh, no, that's been on the news that the Texas State Police are up there training the folks in Canada on how to set up checkpoints and violate rights. Thanks for the call, sir. What would Australians do if they tried to use foreign troops in Australia?
It's hard to say, Alex. I mean, I'd hate to say that Australians just bow down and let it happen, but I suspect that's probably the case.
Depends on which foreign troops. If we're talking about American soldiers or English soldiers, hard to say. There's a lot of history there with American military and Australian military working together.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, though, I think people will be very suspicious.
Yeah, MacArthur ran to Australia. Let's go ahead and talk to... But because the Aussies were armed, the Japanese dare not invade. Let's talk to Gary in Indiana. Gary, what's your take on all this?
Sir, thanks for taking my call. The reason I called today is this isn't just happening in Iowa. Just yesterday, my wife received a letter from the United States District Court, Southern District of Indiana, Laura A. Briggs, clerk of the court. It's a 28-page questionnaire. Number 50 is, are there guns in your home, yes or no? If there are, if the answer is yes, please indicate whether you or another member of your household own guns, how many guns are owned, what kinds of guns are owned, handgun, rifle, shotgun, semi-automatic, etc. I think the reason for this is about a little over a year ago, the ATF telephoned me on my company cell phone, which is an unpublished number. If I called you on that phone, it would give you my company name, not me, and indicated they were at my house and needed to investigate some firearms I owned. So I collected my wife. I drove home. On the way, I called a deputy sheriff friend of mine, asked him to meet me there. When I arrived at my house, there were two sheriff cars and an ATF agent and my friend. They went inside, and the ATF agent questioned me about a couple of handguns I had purchased years and years before, and I produced records showing that I had traded them in to a gun dealer, and he indicated they had been used in crime. And then he started questioning. He had a stack of paperwork on me asking me questions about other handguns I had purchased. I had recently purchased a pair of handguns. And when you purchase two guns at a time in Indiana, they have to send a multiple purchase form to the government. He had that on hand. He wanted to inspect the guns to make sure I wasn't
dealing. Yeah, that's what the states do, is they collect the registration data. Now under the census, back in 2000, it was one in six homes. I got one. Was a 49 question. And then I think it was 1 in 20 got a multi-hundred question, and it would ask you, do you own firearms? And now Obama's announced under the census it's going to be monthly, and they claim under law you've got to answer all the questions. When you don't, the Constitution says you've got to answer it every 10 years, just how many people live there, for apportionment of your state representatives to the legislature. That's it. For representation, how many state reps, federal reps your state gets. Just amazing, sir. Stay there. I want to hear the rest of the story when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Really, sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
to your calls to Australia and other places dealing with the gun confiscation drills going on all over the country, not just Iowa. We have a state rep coming on from Texas who's introduced a bill for sovereignty next hour for about 20 minutes, and we have, it looks like the military is going to be coming on. Looks like we've got them coming on, so we'll see if that happens. I don't want to say more than that until we get them on. For obvious reasons, folks will try to stop them from coming on. We said it. But who cares? Whatever. That is coming up. But I want to go to Rob Freeman because we were going to get the fellow on from the 7-7 Ripple Effect who made the film, who mailed it out to a bunch of people, and it mailed it to a jury looking at the 7-7 bombings, saying, look, you know, here's evidence that it was an inside job, and they arrested him in Ireland. And they've got some extradition order now from England. He was supposed to get out today, but Anthony Hill has not been able to join us. So Rob Freeman, good friends with him. What is happening right now?
Good afternoon, Alex. It's nice to be with you. As we speak, Anthony John Hill has been released, and he was actually ransomed for the sum of 3,500 euros. Again, this is for sending out a DVD to a judge in England about the trial on the three helpers of the 7-7 London bombings. And for people that aren't aware, that particular trial wound up in a mistrial last year, and it's currently being retried. So knowing that nothing on this planet happens for no reason, certainly the timing is of interest that this particular arrest of Anthony John Hill would take place at the same time that this retrial is going on.
And now what's happening, so we have double jeopardy. His film shows the mainstream media reports that I remember that Scotland Yard was killing some of the Arabs that figured out it was a setup, and this was on the news, but then it all was shut down. Very powerful film, and it backfired. Now it's in a bunch of British and Irish and Scottish newspapers, and it's just exploding all over the web. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you're correct. The interesting thing is that the people that were gunned down were actually the suicide bombers. And that's what the film lets everybody know, that it was reported on mainstream media that they were gunning down, I believe in Canary Wharf, or if I don't have the place exactly correct, these were the suicide bombers that were supposedly on the trains that they never caught, and they were the ones that were gunned down. So, you know, you've got that anomaly, but to me, one of the more interesting things is, and this fits in with 911 and what you've gone through, trying to get the truth out to people. There's some interesting similarities there that should let everybody know that there is a new world order. It is not isolated to the United States. And one of those things is the mock drills. And, you know, if you wouldn't mind me focusing on that for just a moment, there were mock drills going on the day of 9-1-1.
Oh, the exact targets, the exact same place, exact same time, being attacked, and yeah, we've covered that in Terror Storm. It's covered even better because, you know, Terror Storm just focuces on that for about 30 minutes, you know, in the 7-7 Ripple Effect. But just for time constraints, I mean, you can get into that if you'd like, but I really want to talk about Anthony and what he's dealing with right now and where these charges are going. But go ahead and into the drills briefly.
Yeah, real briefly, the same exact scenario played out in Great Britain with the London bombings. There were mock drills going on the same day in the same places. And, you know, this should be a clear sign to people what they're dealing with, who the real terrorists are, so that everybody can put this in perspective and understand why these things happen. And really, the reason that all this is happening to Anthony John Hill right now is because he is exposed.
Well, the establishment has now outlawed photographing police in England, but they've got 6 million cameras in London alone. photographing somebody hundreds of times per day as they walk around. This is blown up in their face, though. Now everybody's watching 7/7, the ripple effect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
I mean,
the most heavily surveilled people on the planet right now.
But you don't photograph police? Just amazing. Okay, what's happening to Anthony Hill? Where is this going right now? Last time I heard, they want to extradite him to England for charges. He's been grabbed in Ireland. Where is this going?
Well, the charge is perverting the course of justice, and that's for sending this DVD to the judge so that he could know the truth while the trial was going on. This DVD was of in case people don't know and the listeners don't know, the 7/7 ripple effect was released on the 5th of November in 2007. This trial happened in May of 2008. So this DVD that went out was free information available on the web, and it had been available on the web for 6 months. So really nothing, new there. And of course it's up to
Well, people always write letters.
To watch it.
They always write letters and things in big court cases and send information to courts. I mean, this is asinine. But when I read in the Irish Times last week, they're also going after him for sending it to a jury, right? Or is that wrong?
Well, it is reported that he sent it to the jury foreman. And I have not even been able to confirm that with him personally.
Okay, well, here's
so
the big question. He said he could be on the show today right when he got out. Why is he answering his phone? Do you know how he's doing? Or has he been told not to talk?
Actually, he has, and I wanted to discuss that too briefly. There were several conditions to his bail. And I want to give this to you because this is really important to get out. One of the conditions was surrendering his passport. Two was he is forbidden to discuss 7/7 with anybody in England and Wales. Okay?
His free speech under the Magna Carta, which has been extended all over Europe and the United States, that's what our Bill of Rights is gone. He's not allowed. You talk to him. This is directly from him.
Correct.
He told you he is forbidden from discussing 7/7 in England and Wales. Go ahead.
I have spoken directly to him. This actually came directly from his solicitor. Okay? Which, for people in the United States that aren't aware, a solicitor is a lawyer. So, an attorney.
A barrister.
So this is directly from, yes, it's directly from his solicitor. And he also has a third requirement that he has to sign in 3 times. At a Garda station, which is the Irish police.
And they're going ahead with the charges against him?
Okay, that's the other interesting thing. He has actually only been held on an EU arrest warrant. That's it.
Under Interpol?
There's been no British warrant produced, and there has been no search warrant produced for the things that they confiscated from him.
Well, they're complete morons because this film was already very popular, and I talked about on air how great it was, and now it's going supernova. So everybody go get 7/7 Ripple Effect on the web. They're trying to take it down on a lot of sites. They're very upset by this because it proves exactly what they did. And that's why they want to shut the web down.
Well, and not only that, but, for people that don't know much about him, this is the same man who spent the last 10 years trying to raise the Ark of the Covenant in Ireland and knows the exact location of the entrance to the subterranean Murgay that down to a 6-foot by 6-foot square of grass. And they're not about to let him dig it because they know that it's there and they know that he would be the one to bring it up.
Well, the British lords do, and the Queen and all them do claim that they have that. I don't know if that's true, but I know he's also done a lot of research on that. Very, very interesting. Well, we want to get him on, I guess, to talk about that. I guess he can't now talk. Oh, we're going to let you go while we busy set.
Actually, he could come on to talk about that, I would think, and I would love to see if we could schedule something like that for you, because I think this all has a tie into the New World Order, and it is a solution.
He's been a prolific solution. Researcher and been very effective, and his film 7/7 Ripple Effect is just amazing. I don't know the man, but we'll talk to him then next week as this develops. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Appreciate you, Alex. I hope you have a good day.
You bet. Is there a particular website where we can look at more of his material? Because I guess if he's barred from talking about it, though, I guess they're going to make him take that down?
No, I don't think so, and I'd like to give that out if you wouldn't mind, please.
We need to mirror
it
the site.
Okay, it is http://jahtruth.net, and that's jahtruth.net.
All right, thank you, sir. Our men down under, we're going to go to a call from Australia here in just a moment before they hang up, because I want to skip ahead to them and go back to other folks that are calling in. Your take on hearing about them putting a gag order on Mr. Hill from being able to come on this show.
Well, similar things has happened in Australia with Australian detainees in Guantanamo Bay. They've come back to Australia, and they've had gag orders on them, and we really haven't heard their full stories.
They call that a D notice in England. They just tell the media shut up, too.
It's actually quite common. Yeah, there's nothing unusual about things like that in Australia. So, in fact, I don't really think you would hear much discussion about it. I think it's considered just one of those things that happens as part of a case.
The truth is, these countries aren't free now, and the United States is becoming unfree as well.
Hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, we're just not sure where to go from here, Alex. I mean, you know, bringing up children, you just want to know what to tell them and what to believe. And it's really hard in a climate such as this, where if you believe there's a tyranny coming, or that there's tyranny here, what do you do? What should you believe? Where should you look for truth? And that's a lot of the big questions. And what do we tell our kids? That's what I wake up and think about every day.
Our big frustration is we go around, as part of our TV show, we go around and talk to people on the street, and by and large, you tell them things exactly what you just described. You know, hey, listen, people are not able to talk freely about the things that they're experiencing. Well, what I hear more than anything is, well, we're at war. We need to wait and see what the government's going to do. We need to wait and see what's going to happen.
It's for our own protection.
It's for our own protection, things like this. I don't actually see a lot of resistance.
Yeah, well, it's mounting here. Let's go to Jake in Australia. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, how you going, Alex?
Can you hear me? You're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, man, I guess to cut it short, I should maybe submit some factual evidence about the situation in Australia with people waking up to 9/11 truth. I think there was a lot of people in January of 2006 when it seems like some dissident executive at Channel 10 on one of their free-to-air mainstream networks, broadcast 9/11 in plain sight. And I wouldn't, you know, recommend it as a breakthrough in these days, because there's been a lot of, like, counter-attack, anti-establishmentarianism from the opposition. But at the time, for many Australians, they actually saw footage of 9/11 that, in 5 years, incredulously, they had never witnessed in their life. And yet 9/11 was covered so much in Australia that it was impossible, and I'm sure your film crew there have witnessed this too, that it was impossible to witness any radio station news broadcast in the country on any given day without some mention of the threat of terrorism and 9/11. And yet, and the television were overbroadcasting and repeating all the footage that they claimed was the total a canon of footage, and yet, oh my God, it's amazing. If you'd been paying attention, it was obvious they had been blacking out, you know, stuff like live journalists in New York with dust all over them, talking about, you know, witnessing all these explosions, everything, man. For me, I wake up in January 2006. But to say something in defense of Australians, and maybe your film crew there can speak of this, the only kind of mainstream media where they actually attempted to confront us was in about April 2006 on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation on a radio show hosted by Adams, where he speaks with what he calls his Washington insider, Bruce Shapiro, and mockingly tell all of his listeners that they are mistaken about 9/11.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Yeah, you have Australia and one of the tightest, from what I've read, bubbles of information. Now that the Australians are using the web and waking up, they're moving, saying, we're going to have Chinese-style censorship. You won't visit any alternative sites. This is being announced. They're doing it. They're, quote, testing it. Their hubs right now, the Chinese fight to get around them. I guess the Aussies, most of them are like, oh, that's fine. They're keeping us safe. But I'm not trying to be mean. That's how you describe it. Well, crikey, we kind of be allowed to raid the internet. Al-Qaeda might get us. I'm sorry.
Well, you should know, Alex, that Australians really don't like Americans imitating them, but they get it done a lot.
Hey, we did the British yesterday.
You did very well yesterday.
You like that?
We don't like the British.
Well, we like them. A lot of people are from there. But the point is, go ahead and do an American imitation, then make it better.
Ours.
Well, Alex, we're here in Texas, and we just really, really appreciate being on your show. Is this okay? We're going to have barbecue soon for lunch.
Crikey, mate, that's fantastic. Have yourself a brew.
Crikey, Alex.
Oh, my God. It's fun. It's fun.
I mean, on Jake who called in, I mean, the big thing is that I think it was fascinating that In Plain Sight played on national television in Australia. That was a long time ago, but the big discussion now is that, I mean, the BBC piece about 9/11 aired a couple of months ago, and now that seems to have really polarized people's ideas on 9/11.
The one attacking me or the other one?
The one attacking Dylan Avery in particular.
Dylan's their favorite person to interview.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember seeing I was talking to a teenage girl the next day, and she said, that guy, meaning Dylan Avery, was such a, you know, bleep, bleep, bleep. And I said, but do you see any bias in that piece whatsoever? She said, no, that guy's just a bleep, bleep,
yeah, well,
bleep.
People love to buy in, like the media is their friend, and, we're seeing the idiots together, you know, we're... See, now I'm doing a yuppie imitation.
Alex, let me say this about Australia. Australia is a wonderful country, okay? And the people there are some of the nicest, friendliest people you're going to meet anywhere. It's also a small country. It's about 22, 23 million people. Which is why films like In Plain Sight actually get screened, because, you know, that stuff is still possible. But, you know, about internet censoring, because you brought that up just a second ago. Just before the new prime minister made an announcement that would be something we would talk about, 60 Minutes ran a segment about child pornography and different types of pornography on the web.
It was one of a number of current affairs stories about pornography in the space of about 2 weeks.
And that's the demonizing ready for web censorship.
Yeah,
that's right. And so when people,
what do you call censorship in dingo lingo?
Censorship.
It's the last of the big V8s, Max.
Yeah, that's right. But the bottom line is, when people are talking about internet censorship, they're worried about pornography. That's the context in Australia. They're thinking about, oh, well, you know.
Well, I mean, they're going to start taxing the web here in the name of pornography and everything else on the web. That's how they do it as well. We're going to come back, take more of your phone calls. Stay with us as we continue with the Dingo Lingo.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Let's go to Ben in Iowa, where they're going to have the big lockdown of the couple towns and gun confiscation drills door to door with the Army. Ben, any news from there? Give us your take on what's happening.
I called the office at Carroll, Iowa earlier today, and I think I might have been the first one because the lady I talked to, I won't say her name, but she had no idea. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. And then I called the office, and they said, yeah, it's for what they're going to be doing in Iraq. I don't know that the Iraqis speak English.
Yeah, no, that's...
But I think... Go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead.
Okay. I think that an organized protest would be a lot better than just a bunch of individuals going up in April.
No, no, I agree. I'm just saying that when I'm running around, I want to. I mean, I can be with crowds of people.
I know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But I'd like to say that anybody in Iowa or anybody planning on going up, I could shout out my email address, and I think that an organized protest would be better if anybody wants it.
Sure, shout it out. As things develop, okay. We'll do more of this.
Okay, it's ben.canny@gmail.com. And, yeah, I plan on being there all weekend if I can.
Well, there's two operations. There's their little FEMA camp drill and then going and subduing the town is the next part of the drill. I'm going to move and let you go because I want to say bye to my guests. We do have some barbecue coming for you. It's pretty good. And
so we're going to go home and say we've had a barbie with Jonesy.
You know, Texans don't like it when you give us nicknames.
No.
I'm just joking, actually.
Imagine how confused I am in Australia.
A lot of folks have actually, you know, Jonesy, I get called Jonesy a lot.
Shauna was terrible. I hate it. But I get it.
Shauna. Well, you know what? I can't wait to see your production. I hope you guys send me a copy of it when that happens. And the website is tacticalrecon.com.au. And Americans will be able to get to it, maybe, but I guess Australians won't be able to get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com soon, as announced. And so that's too bad. So for everybody that won't be able to listen to us, they're going to have firewalls up as well. Bye-bye, Australia, behind the Iron Curtain. And but the Iron Curtain is descending ahead as well.
We'll peek out from behind it sometime in the future and say good day.
Well, I just hope folks value information. I mean, they should be upset that the government wants to keep them from... I mean, they've said they're not going to let the anti-government hate sites and dangerous alternative news.
Let me tell you, in our show, we knock on a lot of doors. We ask a lot of questions. We're always in people's faces trying to get to the truth. We hope people are going to watch the Conspiracy Hunters and get motivated to do the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, in closing, gentlemen, I wish you well. When are you going back to Australia?
2 days' time.
Very soon, this weekend. Yeah, and it's a 14-hour flight, so it's a long one.
What, do you fly to California first and then?
That's great.
Yeah, out of L.A. Terrible L.A. airport. Yeah, 14 hours and then back in Australia and then back into the daily grind over there. It's summertime in Australia, too, so it's not so cold.
You think this is cold right now in Texas?
I've been in the subtropics for a long time now, so I'm used to it.
Acclimatized.
I'm acclimatized. Even my accent screwed up.
Yeah, well, I've spent like a week or two in New York before and catch myself going, accents do that.
Y'all, I'm starting to say y'all again. It's been a long time. I grew up in Texas originally, but, man, I spent a long time practicing not to say
Hey, we're fixing to eat some barbecue.
Fixing? I'm fixing to. That's right. And trying to get these guys some decent Mexican food has been a real challenge. But we hit it last night, though.
We're fixing to talk to the state representative in Texas who's introduced a bill to reissue sovereignty. All right, well, your BBQ should be here in just a few minutes. And, I mean, it's better to go to the actual restaurants and sit down and, you know, pig out on it. But this is pretty good. Got you some German sausage and some brisket. And it's pretty simple stuff. No big deal. And some jalapenos, pickled jalapenos. You should eat one.
These boys eat barbecue a lot, so we should be all right.
Yeah. You guys have something like barbecue in Australia? Everybody's got barbecue.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cattle. There's lots of beef in Australia.
Every weekend.
It's just not that good.
And they're doing animal ID in Australia, too. They're doing animal ID, too.
They definitely have been doing that for a very long time.
That's very cool.
The control grid. Hey, guys, great having you in studio.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye, Australia.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 36, 40 hours or so, Minnesota, Texas, and some other states have introduced declaratory statements reaffirming their 10th Amendment rights. Other states are on the verge of passing or have passed 10th Amendment bills saying no gun confiscation, no martial law. We had a state representative on who's introduced one in Montana that's already done two readings, has a good chance of passing right now in their session. But folks want a statement in Texas about sovereignty. And that has indeed happened. And during this week, it got written up by Representative Leo Berman, Representative 6th Legislative District, Smith County, right here in the great state of Texas. And you can go up to Infowars.com and the sites and read HCR 50. But to go over that with us is the man that penned the bill and has now introduced it, Representative Leo Berman. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be with you. And actually, next week, I'm going to file another resolution. And that resolution will do the same thing. However, it's going to cover both the 9th and the 10th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. And what we have there now, HCR 50, just talks about our rights under the 10th Amendment. What we're doing is reaffirming our sovereignty. We're telling Washington that if you're going to mandate anything on the state of Texas, if it's not fully contained in the U.S. Constitution, we're not going to do it. And the reason we're doing this, we're taking action, is because of we understand there's going to be a federal handgun registration. We don't want him to know where all of our guns are here in Texas. And also, there's another bill, a federal hate crimes bill. If you open up your Old Testament to the Bible and read in the book of Exodus that homosexuality is an abomination, you could be charged with a crime under that bill, and that's exactly what's happening in Canada right now. So we're just saying, if it's not in the Constitution, don't tell us about it. Don't ask us to do it, because we're not going to do it.
Why are resolutions needed like this, but not just resolutions, the state's acting on these resolutions? I mean, you know, the unfunded mandates, federal gun restriction laws, NORTHCOM announcing that they're going to be over the states and over state governors. I mean, we haven't seen this since the Civil War.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you just answered the question yourself, Alex. They're running all over us, and they can't do that. We're going to reassert our rights under the 9th and 10th Amendments and let Mr. Obama know we don't want socialism in Texas. We don't want socialism anywhere in the United States. And if you're going to push us, we're going to push back, period.
Well, for those that don't know, Bloomberg reports $9.7 trillion taken, not $840 billion. And now under the stimulus package, it's basically total federalization, just all sorts of databases and federal control. And they're talking about now taking taxpayer money and giving hundreds of billions of dollars of it to corporations and private groups and individuals. I mean, this is robbery. This is bank robbery.
It's absolute robbery. But Obama said he's going to redistribute wealth, and this is his way of redistributing wealth. And before I got back up to my office this afternoon, I was listening to talk radio in my car, and Rush was telling about much of this money going to help pay people's rent, their deposit on an apartment. It's unbelievable, but this is a direct transfer of money from our kids and our grandkids in the future to people now. And it's wrong, and it needs to stop.
Well, notice what's happened. These foreign banks have bankrupted the U.S. with their derivatives and all this garbage. They get the bailout money in October, and day one say, we're not using it to unfree the mortgages now. And it's also going to inflate the money supply and devalue people's savings. I mean, this is only going to make it worse.
I think it's going to make it a lot worse. And, Alex, I'm very much ashamed that the first monies came out of the Bush administration. You know, I hate that. He should not have done anything at that time. The market would have corrected itself. I still believe the market will correct itself. It's done so for over 231 years, as long as we've been in the nation. But to spend that kind of money, it is ridiculous. You can take $50,000 to $100,000 out of that $2 trillion bailout and give it to every single family in the United States. They would buy a new car. They would pay off their home. That would do better than what he's doing right now.
Yeah, because this isn't even pure socialism. It's government bureaucracy taking over and getting us dependent. Stay there. I want to get into what the states are going to do to resist this.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is with the 6th Legislative District of Smith County here in Texas. Representative Leo Berman has introduced HCR 50 under 10th Amendment, telling the feds back off. He's introducing a larger 9th and 10th Amendment bill next week. Tell us the difference between these two bills and why you're doing it as two parts. And then as we see 28 states, I believe this is the 29th about to declare, some of them are even passing it, saying no to the system. In the early 90s, 14 states passed these, Colorado, California, and others. They're not talking about enforcing them. As things collapse, as the feds take our money, send a lot of it to foreign offshore banks, as the New York Times admits they're doing, they're buying up insurance corporations, other healthy banks, this vertical integration. Time Magazine had a headline last week, the New World Order, said a new bank of the world will regulate and control the U.S. We will pay carbon taxes to them. So can you speak to the two bills and where you see this going as the feds basically try to federalize the states, and what you think is going to happen, sir?
Well, let me answer your first question. First, you asked me about what I'm going to file next week. Next week, we're going to file a resolution which includes the 9th and the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment reasserts states' rights. The 9th Amendment says that any issue which is not, which is enumerated in the United States Constitution does not preclude a state from doing the same. And that's what the 9th Amendment is. So, for example, since the U.S. government, the federal government, is not dealing at all on illegal aliens, we're going to try and deal with 2 million illegal aliens right here in Texas. In fact, I filed 13 bills to deal with illegal aliens. We've had debates. They're costing us $4 billion a year in Texas and across the United States. I believe the number I saw was $338 billion a year, which is more than what we're spending in Iraq.
If we gave one-fourth of that $4 billion to the state police and commanded them, because they're so federalized, to go protect the border, they could protect that border and secure it, couldn't they? I mean, couldn't $1 billion put thousands of state police on the border?
Absolutely, without question. And, Alex, since you bring that up, I'm going to bring up something else here. If we can't deal with illegal aliens in Texas during this legislative session, I intend to announce my candidacy for governor of Texas and use the executive power of the office of governor to do exactly as you just suggested, to deal with illegal aliens. We have a lot of people in Texas who don't want to touch them. I'm talking about statewide Republican leaders or statewide national leaders who have their heads buried in the sand. And when I ask them why they won't deal, their answer is they don't want to lose the Hispanic vote. And I ask them, well, what about your oath of office where you say you're going to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and the state of Texas? And what about doing what's right instead of looking toward a Hispanic vote to get you reelected?
But, Mr. Berman, interrupt you, and I want you to continue. This is very important information. I've seen the Gallup polls. Upwards of 80% of Hispanic Americans want to control the borders as well. They know that 100 million people down south, with that country, admittedly, El Paso Times and Homeland Security saying on the verge, USA Today, by the way, collapsing, we've got to do something. I mean, do we want to have $1 an hour wages? Do we want this to bankrupt all the cities and counties that have to pay for all the health care and the anchor babies? I mean, so that's another fraud. The media acts like all Hispanics want an open border and make it some racial issue when it's an issue of a third world narco-terrorist state to our south collapsing. Go ahead.
Alex, you hit the nail right on the head. And let me tell you the second biggest opponent to dealing with illegal aliens. The business community in Texas. There's an organization called the Texas Association of Business, which is our statewide chamber of commerce organization. And they want this large pool of cheap labor. But if people would just raise their wages up about 8% with our 6% unemployment rate in Texas, Americans will start taking all those jobs that illegal aliens hold right now. We've got to deal with them because we also have 25,000 illegal aliens in our state prison and our county jails at a cost of $40 million a year. We're treating them for multi-drug-resistant TB, polio, the plague, leprosy, malaria, Chagas disease. It's costing us a fortune. It's bankrupting our hospitals. We have chaos in our emergency rooms, yet we have legislators and higher-up legislators who don't want to touch illegal aliens. I do. And we have some 35 bills that have been filed so far in Texas to deal with illegal aliens in Texas. Now, while we're talking about that, the stimulus package, somewhere in the stimulus package, it also maintains jobs for illegal aliens at the expense of U.S. citizens.
Well, I'm looking at your record here, U.S. Army Field Artillery Officer Candidate School Hall of Fame, all the great work you've done for the Second Amendment. Which committees are you on? How do we support these bills? How do Texans get behind this?
Well, the first one I'm going to talk about is HCR 50, which reasserts our state's rights. Anybody in Texas can contact their own state representative and senators and ask them to support HCR, which means House Concurrent Resolution Number 50. When the bills concerning illegal aliens start being heard, you'll see that in every newspaper in the state, and people can come in and testify. They can call their representatives again and senators to ask them to support these bills. We don't want to continue to spend $4 billion a year on illegal aliens.
And by the way, that's a conservative number. I've seen Houston Chronicle articles with the headline, 200,000 illegals released from Houston jails in 1 year. I mean, I pulled up in my parking lot at my office. One of my guys had an expired driver's license, and the police were saying, we now take you to jail for this. And I walked up, and I said, and the police all knew me and from a local TV show. And I said, if he was an illegal alien, you wouldn't take him to jail. And they said, yeah, that's right. We kind of get in trouble for that because the judges just let him go. The illegal aliens are above the American people. They don't have to follow any law, welfare fraud. It goes on and on.
It's amazing. And I have middle-income constituents, and so do other reps in this state, middle-income constituents who have less health benefits than an illegal alien does. They make a little bit too much money to be on Medicaid, which is a state welfare medical program. They don't make enough money to buy their own health insurance, but they can't go into a hospital and demand free health care. Now, let me tell you what that does. At Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, 70% of the new births are of illegal aliens. At John Peter Smith Hospital, the public hospital in Fort Worth, 75% of the new births are of illegal aliens. We're paying them to keep putting out one baby a year, and these women keep going back into hospitals. They keep getting prenatal care. They give birth to a child.
Then they get all the welfare, then with matricula cards, and then banks give them bank IDs, then they get other IDs, and they get... I've seen cases where one woman's on like 8 or 9 different types of welfare.
But, Alex, the worst thing of all, when they leave that hospital, we give their children citizenship of the United States, our most precious benefit. We're giving away to people who are committing a crime against the United States, and I'm challenging automatic citizenship under the 14th Amendment as well.
Well, Mr. Berman, I'm going to support you for governor because Kay Bailey Hutchinson is for open borders, and Rick Perry, well, what do you say about him?
He's one of those who told me that he doesn't want to lose the Hispanic vote.
But 80%, I've seen the Gallup polls, of Hispanics, I mean, know that this is killing America, killing their future, killing their wages. I mean, it's bankrupting the states. And the feds love it because they can come in and federalize.
You wouldn't know it from the 32 Hispanic representatives who serve in the Texas House of Representatives. They want to give more benefits to illegal aliens while we're trying to take them away. We complained to the banking commissioner early last year when we start seeing signs outside the bank saying we accept the matricula consular, the phoniest identification document I've ever seen in the world.
Yeah, we had the Republican head of the State House in Colorado on a few years ago. Himself went out in one day, got 4 fake matriculas for himself.
Wow, amazing. I don't doubt it. It's a bad situation, Alex.
Well, it's HCR 50. Do you know what the number is going to be on the next bill?
No, I won't know it until we actually file the bill. But you can bring up my name under the Texas legislative website, and you'll find it right under my name.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it in here, and it's really strong. How do we ram this through? Just call all the state representatives, or is there a key committee to call to put pressure on them to bring this out of committee?
Well, those are resolutions, and they'll be going to the House Resolutions Committee. That's the first step. We'd have to call the House Resolutions Committee and make sure it gets out of committee. And then once it gets to the House floor, then we have to start calling every representative to make sure they understand that they should be supporting HCR 50.
Well, to tell folks how this works, okay, I can announce it on air. We can have the representative on who wrote the bill. You need to go to the Texas Capitol now and go and find out when the committee's meeting. Look online. Do it, folks, and go in and you tell them we want this introduced. And if they don't, that you're going to campaign against them. We need to get tough with these people because the country is going into globalization. The globalists want to merge the United States with Canada and Mexico. They want to make Texas and California and Arizona colonies of Mexico, and we've got to stop it.
We've got to stop it, absolutely, Alex, and I thank you for doing what you do. Thank
you. Well, we thank you, sir, and I'm going to support you for governor. I hope that you will run. And look, folks, here it is, HCR 50, second most populous state. What, 27 million now? How many are in the state, people?
23 million.
23 million. Okay, I guess they were projecting the other day to 27 by the end of the decade. Well, sir, I really appreciate you being on with us, and folks can find your website by just Googling your name.
Alex, I'll come back to you anytime.
Thank you so much, Representative. Take
it's
care.
A there pleasure. Goes.
Thank you. Pleasure, too. Representative Leo Berman from the 6th Legislative District of Texas. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with some other key news. And we have an Army colonel supposedly going to come on about the gun confiscation drills they're doing. This is key information. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today. SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com, or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
Railed against the crown, another ragtag band
declaring independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down
on a bloody war.
On a bloody war
for liberty.
Liberty
for their descendants. Thanks to the Renegades! Free today!
Free today. Thanks to the Renegades.
I am free today!
Free today.
Thank God for the Renegades! And the lives they lead.
And the lives they lead.
Far ahead of their time. God knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. We'll see if this colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, joins us. He's supposed to call in the next 5, 6, 7 minutes. The normal MO with the Army and the Marines is to say they're coming on and they're not come on. But we're going to get into the Daily Times Herald, Carroll, Iowa, the gun confiscation drills. To go on there, before I go any further and recap some top news while we're waiting on our next guest, I've done 3 hours, 25 minutes, and haven't told you the Obama deception is now available. It will ship March 15th. You can pre-order now, so you get your copy first. Those copies are going to go out in the order they're received. We'll probably get the DVDs in here around the 10th or 12th or something, and then we'll pack them all up, and they'll just start shipping. Shipping, shipping, shipping. I want you to make copies and expose that this guy's a front for the New World Order. Bring in martial law and total tyranny. The baton passed perfectly from George Bush to him. Seamless integration of tyranny. The ObamaDeception.net. Check out the new website. It's been redesigned. The ObamaDeception.net. We launched it for a week. Looked good, but we've redone it. You can see the video cover. That's what the main front side is, the ObamaDeception.net. And we hope you also go to InfoWars.com and secure your DVD copies today. We also have a great new T-shirt, several Obama T-shirts, but these are to strike up conversations with Obamanoids and deprogram them. On one side, it's a split image of George Bush's face, and on the other side, Obama's face, making the whole face. And above Bush, it says, worst president ever, and beside Obama, until now. That way, people know you're not a Bush supporter, and you're explaining to them that it's bought and paid for it. It says, don't be a sucker on the back, InfoWars.com. And we have those T-shirts in right now. You can order those if you would like one as well with the DVD. We hope you will go to the ObamaDeception.net or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get your order in, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Austin, Texas, 78704. The Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back. Another fellow emailed me and said it ought to be on March 15th. The Republic strikes back. The general public doesn't even know what a republic is. So on March 15th, the people strike back. And then they learn exactly what that means when you see the film, The Obama Deception. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. In other news here, I mean, it's just coming on. AP, Transportation Secretary, says taxing how much we drive may replace gas tax. When you actually read it, they're preparing to bring that in. Federalize basically all transportation, put a satellite tracker box that will share the money with the county, city, state, federal, and international, with, of course, a bunch of carbon taxes on it. And in the federal documents we've been telling you about for over a decade, they say that to drive from Austin, they're now doing the test here in Austin, it's going in cars now here in Austin, and another test around the country, it will be $165-plus to drive on top of your gas to Dallas and back, the 400-mile journey, roughly. $160-plus. Oh, yes. It will be as much as $5. You can pull this up. They're not doing it in many areas of Europe and England. $5 a mile during peak times during traffic. $5 a mile. Google that. You can pull up their own documents. People told me I was a conspiracy theorist 12, 13 years ago when we had federal documents. Now it's being proposed everywhere. Your car becomes a taxi cab. In other news, all over the nation, they're putting in body scanners that 360 scan your body with a naked image of your body in federal databases, so then their biometric cameras can track your walk. That's what these are really for at the airports, not scanning for weapons. That's a dual use. And they only always talk about how a new airport puts it in, but they're going in everywhere. Tulsa passengers try out TSA's full body scanners. Oh, they try it out. Oh, it's a new fun thing. Now, that's some of the news here. Surveillance cams may fight crime, city says. They say every street corner will have cameras in Chicago, Mayor Daley says. So that is coming up as well after this quick break. And we'll see if we get this lieutenant colonel on the show. Looking forward to talking to him about what they're doing in Iowa. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also.
How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
All right, we are back live, and Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood is our guest, on the spokesman for the Iowa National Guard. And, Lieutenant Colonel, I really appreciate you coming on such short notice, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet. I saw this article out of the Daily Times Herald in Carroll, Iowa. Have you seen that?
I sure have.
It's telling us about an urban warfare drill to be held in several towns. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's actually a planned training event to provide our soldiers with greater proficiency at what we call cordon and search, which is a mission that, just for a little background, we've deployed nearly 13,000 members of the Iowa National Guard in the Global War on Terror. And the vast majority of those have been in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one of the missions that they perform in Iraq and Afghanistan on multiple occasions is cordon and search, where basically you're trying to get to an area, cordon it off to make sure everything's safe, and then actually search for caches of weapons or other kinds of contraband which could harm American forces and other
like
forces.
Like Fallujah, forces. What we saw in
Correct.
Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Exactly. So because of where we're located in Iowa, there are no active duty bases in Iowa, so we kind of have to create our own urban training environments. So the plan on this particular training event was to actually use a small town of about 450 people. The town has actually kind of adopted the unit, which is called Company A, 1st Battalion, 168th Infantry. It really has adopted the unit, considers them their soldiers. And they were more than willing to participate in the exercise.
Okay, sir. Depending on how many questions I can ask, can we have you for another 20 minutes or so?
Whatever you need.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have you to the end of the show then. That's about 24 minutes. Specifically, this is a very well-informed audience, and I know all this training has dual use. You certainly know about PDD 51 and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, that the National Guard is being federalized now, and that the Pentagon 3 months ago announced that, and that the governors will serve as dual-hatted officers, as federal officers, or if you're not aware of this, you can tell us. But they're also saying that they're going to have 20,000 as part of the brigade's homeland for civil insurrection, for rioting. And I've been to urban warfare drills over the years. In fact, guys, Google Police Day 2000. Let's pull up some of my urban warfare footage I shot myself with the Marines and Army. The Marines are now running DUI checkpoints. Homeland Brigades says they're going to help at car wrecks with the jaws of life. So I mean, I'm just laying out some facts there. Are you aware that there's now a massive domestic role for the regular Army and National Guard in the United States?
Well, I think you have to look historically is that domestic role really has been filled by the National Guard across the United States for decades. And in Iowa, we're no different. For instance, last summer we had incredibly historic floods. Here in the state, the number one response force from any military is always the National Guard in their home state. And we deployed more than 4,000 people last summer to fight floods in Iowa. That being said, if there are other kinds of response necessary in the state, and typically the responses that we really have to do with are most of the time natural disasters. But in the event of other disasters, let's say some kind of weapons of mass destruction or some other kind of incident, we'd be also called upon to do that. So I do have some visibility on that duty as well.
Colonel, if you are ordered to confiscate citizens' firearms under PDD 25 or PDD 51, are you going to follow that order?
With respect to any kind of duty that we perform in Iowa, it kind of depends on which status it's in about who we take orders from, number one. If it is in a peacetime situation, the vast majority of the time, any kind of request for assistance comes from the governor of the state of Iowa. I can tell you that the order of which you just spoke has never been received by the Iowa National Guard, and I can tell you that you will not find stronger defenders of the Constitution than the men and women of the Iowa National Guard.
Well, I remember back in 2002 seeing local newscasts with Iowa National Guard, not in drills, but out on the highways searching cars and then telling the news cameras to turn off. Were you in the Guard then, or were you aware of that?
I've been in the Guard for 23 years, and I've never heard of that.
It was on Iowa news channels.
I've been a member of the Iowa National Guard since 1986, and I've been in public affairs since 1991. I do not recall ever hearing of a situation.
All right. Well, let's just boil it down to this. I have video of Army and Marines with role players screaming, "I'm an American. Please don't put me in the camp." And the military trying to confiscate their firearms. I mean, certainly you've heard the Army Times and the new directive from Secretary of Defense Robert Gates that they will use the National Guard under federal control for civil insurrection. Are you saying you're not aware of that?
No, I'm certainly aware of that. Absolutely. But I think you have to look at the role of the National Guard historically. Is that historically we are used in states for disasters overwhelmingly. And our job is to, number one, be ready for our mission federally, which is to go to war. And number two is to help our fellow citizens mm-hmm. here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Those
but
are the
Army,
things that we prepare for and train for.
The Army War College 3 weeks ago issued a report saying they're shifting a lot of their focus to engaging the American people and directives on engagement with the American people under NORTHCOM. Now, this isn't, NORTHCOM isn't, part of our history. The National Guard being federalized as a full integrated force, that is new. That is different.
Well, you got to remember that the National Guard, 99% of the time, is, in, if you're talking about peacetime, belongs to the state in which they are located. Only on occasion do they become federalized. One of those examples, of course, is being mobilized and deployed to go to war or peacekeeping or other kinds of federalized missions. But other than that, the National Guard generally in peacetime belongs to the governor of that state.
Absolutely. We know that they're federalizing the police. We know that National Guard and regular Army on ABC News and NBC in high and dry areas went in, handcuffed Americans, and confiscated their firearms in New Orleans and surrounding areas. We know that city officials were told to stand down. I've had them on. We also know that I've had state reps on, probably more than 20 of them the last 3 weeks, saying they're passing 10th Amendment resolutions preparing to tell the state police and others to resist federal occupation of the states because the Pentagon's directive says that the governors will be federal officers serving at the pleasure of the president and that the Congress under PDD 51, you can go read it, sir. I bet you've even seen the classified version.
I've read parts of it.
Congress isn't even allowed to see that, by the way, what you've been allowed to see. Congress was told. I mean, is that how the branches of government work, is to have Congress told they can't see all of PDD 51?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm not here for a political discussion. I work for the people of the United States of America. I'm a soldier. Every day I put on the uniform. Politics, I leave that to the politicians as well as our.
But what have they told you about the president? We're hearing about this new oath to the president. I mean, have they explained that the Congress is co-equal at least with the executive?
I mean, the Constitution clearly sets aside the three branches of the government as the defining way in which we find our political means here in the United States of America, and I would defer to the Constitution.
Well, thank you. That's heartening because this is mainstream news that for a year the Homeland Security Committee in Congress has asked to see PDD 51 in its entirety. The front page says the president's a dictator under any emergency, and they're not allowed to see it. I mean, that sounds like some third world country.
Yeah. I mean, what I can tell you about what we do here in Iowa is, number one, defend the Constitution of the United States, and number two, provide assistance to the people of Iowa in times of need. Those are the things that we're concerned about. Those are the things that we train about.
All right, let me just ask you this question, sir. Can you go over, I guess, did you or someone else give an interview to this Daily Times Herald? Because this has them shutting down part of the town, going door to door, and asking about firearms and pictures on the walls, asking where's the arms dealer. And now we're hearing the military may be used, you know, to go after guns. I mean, I'm having congressmen on about this. So, sir, I mean, I've had two congressmen on the show who were threatened with martial law by the presidency under Bush if they didn't pass the bailout bill. And I'm just trying to educate you, but obviously you know all this. I mean, tell us what's going on with the drill. I mean, is this accurate, what's in the article?
Well, what I can tell you from the article is that, again, it's simply a training event. We are simulating those kinds of environments that our soldiers go into in Iraq and Afghanistan specifically in harm's way to conduct these kinds of missions. Again, we don't have any kind of extensive urban training environment in the state of Iowa, as we don't have any active duty bases here. That being said, it's our job to be able to give our taxpayers the absolute best value we can for their dollar by providing our soldiers with the best training possible with those resources that we have. So that's exactly what we're doing. It has to do with training for combat missions, not for any kind of mission here in the United States.
Sir, they've had urban
soldiers doing.
They've had urban warfare drills with the Marines and the Army all over the country, right next to military bases. And I always hear this psyop, you know, as the people are subdued in the info war, that, oh, we need this for real life, you know, this and that. I'm showing on screen right now video of Marines interrogating role players saying that they're from San Francisco. Okay, on screen right now, they're asking the role player where he's from. He's saying, I'm from San Francisco. And they're asking him where he got weapons. In fact, can we fade the audio up of this? Back it up about 15 seconds, and I want folks to hear this right now. I mean, I want this colonel to hear this, because I've been there. I mean, I know what's going on. I know they tried to hire Smedley Butler, who was the top Marine in the country, to have martial law in 35. I mean, sir, you know historically there's a danger of militaries being used by the executive branch to subdue populations, and there's talk of breakdown of society and rioting right now?
Well, I mean, what I can tell you is only what we do here in Iowa, and that's to be prepared to go to war, be prepared to help people here in the United States. Those are the things that we do.
So what if there's a situation like New Orleans and you're told to go into people's houses and confiscate their firearms? I mean, they did that in Louisiana and Mississippi. I mean, would you be part of that in Iowa?
We haven't been asked to do that in the state of Iowa in the history of our state. We've been around for 170 years, the Iowa National Guard. We started as a territorial militia. And like I said, we uphold the Constitution and advocate for the Constitution every day in what we do. And what I can
But things are different now. That's the whole point, sir. We know you've been around for a long time. The point is things are changing. That's the whole point we're trying to make, Colonel.
The point that I'm trying to make is you've trotted out this parade of horribles of which I can't possibly comment. All I can tell you about is what we do here in Iowa to get ready. That's specifically what I'm going to talk to you about.
Yes, sir, Colonel. We appreciate that. We respect your you know, the fact you're being cordial while you're being interrogated. It's just we're upset because we're educated. We know what's going on. And people are going to remember what you've said here today as things unfold. Understand, we've told the whole world what's going on. We know what's going on. I understand you're compartmentalized. But, you know, you've got to really be having your head in the sand to not see what's going on. I know this has dual use in Macedonia or Iraq or Afghanistan. But I know, and we've interviewed generals. We've interviewed the former head of Special Forces on this show. Okay, we've interviewed congressmen. They know what's going on, sir. And I'm telling you, you can't deny what's happening. Don't be like the people of Germany or Russia, the military that deny what was right in front of their face.
Okay. Again, I can just tell you what I see here in front of me every day. I see 9,500 men and women that are committed to liberty, that are committed to the United States of America, committed to the state of Iowa, doing the absolute best that they can do to take care of people. That's what I can tell you about.
Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, did Iowa send any guard troops to New Orleans?
Yes, we did. In fact, I was there myself as well. We did send approximately 400 that were in Mississippi and some that were also in New Orleans as well.
Did you take part in the gun confiscation?
We did not take part in any of those kinds of operations.
Did you witness it?
Did not.
The Lehrer NewsHour has reported, as well as the other programs of Bill Moyers, that mercenaries were also used from Israel and Blackwater. Did you see those guys?
No information about that.
No information? I mean, you didn't see them, or no information?
Didn't personally see it.
What about the Mexican troops that helped give everybody soup to set that precedent? Did you see any of them?
Didn't see any of those either.
Now, Colonel, you're laughing a little. You certainly know that Mexican troops in New Orleans, in Houston, and in Austin, and San Antonio gave support to the effort?
That's the first I've heard of it. Please forgive my ignorance.
Folks, Google for everybody, because some may not believe it. Mexican troops aid New Orleans, and we'll put it up on screen for folks. Colonel, I've been ranting at you. I want to give you a few minutes to just, you know, talk about whatever you'd like, and then I'd like to do a final 5 minutes with you going through this article. I mean, explaining exactly what they're going to do door-to-door with the houses, what the checkpoints are going to be simulating.
Sure. When you're talking about cordon and search operations, you've got several different rings of security that you've got to provide in a particular area, and then it's important that people are treated respectfully as you go house to house. As you're looking for certain items, particularly in our experience in Afghanistan and Iraq, looking for weapon caches, whether those have AK-47s, RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, that is, any kind of ammunition or any kind of improvised explosive devices, et cetera, et cetera. And our job, when we go on a coordinated search, is to locate those kinds of items. And then there might also be persons of interest that we're interested in that coalition forces want to talk to or apprehend. So, I mean, simply because of the environment in which we live in Iowa, that we don't have an active duty base, that we don't have a very extensive urban terrain environment available to us for training, then we have to get creative, and we do occasionally go into communities and work side by side with them to use the communities for our training, and this is an example of that.
You know, Colonel, I find it really hard to believe that you don't know about what the Guard did in Iowa in 2002 when it was on the local newscast, and we're going to dig those out. And I really find it hard to believe. Well, I mean, I've had all these former top JAG officers on saying this is police state, martial law. The news admits that's what's being set up. They've built FEMA camps. It's in the news. Millions of plastic coffins. And we know this has been quietly being built and designed over decades. And all these states are revolting against it. And then I talk to the military, and it's just, oh, no, this is for overseas, or we're only here to help with... I mean, don't you admit this could be used dual use and could acclimate the local citizenry and the population have their guns confiscated? I mean, that's what happened in New Orleans.
All I can tell you is what our intent is. And our intent is to provide prepared soldiers so they're ready to go when it comes time for them to go someplace very dangerous. For them to not only do their mission successfully, but survive and come home to their families. Those are the things that we do and what we see.
Did you hear about Governor Blagojevich 4 months ago before he got disgraced, saying they were going to use the National Guard in Illinois for door-to-door gun confiscation?
That's a different place. We're talking about Iowa here, not Illinois.
But you know about the new Pentagon directive for a unified force basically taking away the state control of the National Guard. I mean, that word for word what Robert Gates says they're doing.
With respect to politics, again, I'm going to stay out of politics with you. That's not my job.
Okay, we got a break, sir. We got a break, Colonel. We got a break. But, I mean, this is not politics. This is your oath we're talking about. Just stay there, please, sir.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Colonel, are you guys going to have any live ammo, or will it be blanks, flashbangs? We've seen other drills where the Army blows up cars here in Texas, and then the mayor announces they've really been attacked by terrorists for the PSYOP, and then a day later announced they hadn't in Belton. What's going on with the ammo?
I mean, it really depends on where it is that we're training and what the actual task is. Generally, in training, we use blank ammunition, and only under very carefully controlled circumstances at a facility that can really handle a lot of live ammunition would we go to a live fire exercise. But generally, in the state of Iowa, while we're training, it's always with some kind of blank ammunition.
Generally, or so that means sometimes you do have live ammo.
We do not train in Iowa with live ammunition. We do range fire here, which is to make sure that you're proficient on your particular weapons that you're assigned.
Sure.
But other than that, we don't do live fire training exercises here in Iowa.
Well, you're pretty informed on all these issues. Obviously, you're right in the middle of it. Have you heard about the mainstream news articles about Marines in California and other places helping at DWI checkpoints with citizens? Would that violate posse comitatus?
I'm not aware of that. With respect to active duty military, that's called Title 10 when you're on active duty, and they're not allowed to participate in certain kinds of operations under the Posse Comitatus Act.
We got secret memorandums at an Army checkpoint in I-35 back in 1998. It's in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. And the FBI showed up because the Army was telling us to get out of there, so they called the FBI, and the guy gave us the cover sheet, but actually stapled secret memorandum marked restricted 477 counties saying, we want to help you with warrant service at homes. We're here to help you. Do you guys have secret memorandums like that in Iowa?
No, we don't participate in those kind of operations.
You ever heard of any other states doing that?
I have not.
What about like even the National Guard, like in Alabama, comes out to sporting events and searches people's bags and things? Do you guys participate in that?
No, we do not.
Like the Army at the Super Bowl searching people, you guys don't take part in that?
No, we don't take part in that.
Does that sound like freedom to you all over the country to have the National Guard at big events like at the Kentucky Derby and the Super Bowl searching bags?
Well, I think if you're talking about keeping Americans safe, it's our job to do whatever we can to help them with that. And if our job happens to be to detect weapons of mass destruction or other kinds of things that could harm a great deal of people, that's what we do. You know, certainly, again, we absolutely believe in the Constitution, and you won't find better patriots than people in the National Guard.
Last time I was down in Central America, there was military out searching people. I mean, to me, is that the classic image of freedom, you know, keeping us safe from WMDs searching three-year-olds' purses? So we have photos of that.
Well, I mean, all I can tell you is what we do here in Iowa and what we see in our operations. For instance, we were just asked to take part in the inauguration in Washington, D.C. Our job there was to help make sure people got in the right places, make sure that people were safe, and those are the kinds of missions that we're generally asked to do.
But you're saying that's not a violation of posse comitatus to have the National Guard, now completely federalized, searching people's bags?
No, I didn't say that. In fact, what I can tell you about the Iowa National Guard is we're generally in a state status on operations, unless, of course, we're deployed for war, then we'd be in a federal status. But generally, if we're going to work here in the United States somewhere, we're generally on a state status of some kind, which is not a federal status.
Are you guys getting a lot of phone calls about this right now?
We actually have gotten a number of phone calls about this, but I think the biggest misnomer is that is once people find out that the actual mission is about replicating training so we can go to war, then they're okay with that.
So after folks...
But I think it's a misconception that has anything to do with other than combat readiness.
Yeah, well, I've seen the documents, interviewed folks above your pay grade, Lieutenant Colonel. I'm sorry to tell you, you are wrong. And you're being acclimated yourself. The police are being acclimated. The local community is being acclimated. For martial law, the FEMA camps are now public. No more denial. Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood, we appreciate your time. We ask you to live up to your oath.
Thanks for your opportunity.
Thank you. Take care. We'll be back tomorrow live. Actually, back Sunday. And the rebroadcast starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.